High school basketball is on the air on Hastings Link to local sports. 1230 AM KHAS Radio. We begin each game day with In the Paint, brought to you by Bill Hamburger Remodeling. Call 469-8551 or visit them on the web at BillHamburgerRemodeling.com. Now let's go courtside for tonight's game.
Good afternoon. Welcome to high school basketball today here on 1230 KHAS. Got the semifinals of the Centennial Conference basketball tournament for the girls. It's Hastings St. Cecilia getting set to take on Columbus SCOTUS. So we spent a couple of minutes with St. Cecilia head coach John Kyle. And coach, it seems like it always comes down to this. Sooner or later, we're going to see SCOTUS, and we see him this year in the semifinal.
Yeah, we've seen him quite a few years in the conference tournament one way or another, and we're going to see him in the semifinals, and it's going to be one of those cases where you drive to Lincoln Christian to play Columbus SCOTUS, so that's always a different feeling.
SCOTUS beat you guys earlier this season. In fact, the first ball game of the year, 33-27, so I'm sure you guys are anxious to get another shot at these guys, huh?
Yeah, back when they beat us that night, I even said that maybe we'll get another rematch in the conference tournament because we had such a bad taste in our mouth. But it's here, and SCOTUS stands in front of us from getting to the finals, and so we really have to go up there and give it our best efforts.
It's kind of developed into a long-distance rivalry between you guys, not only in basketball, but volleyball. It seems like it always comes down to this.
It does, and you know, being a conference school, we see them every year, of course, and we see them twice a year a lot of times. And like you said, the same thing can happen in volleyball. And so these girls know each other pretty well when it comes to on the court. And you hope that you have they're not a thorn in our side, but they can be from time to time.
You guys coming off of a great win in the quarterfinals of this tournament away Lincoln Christian the other night, really destroyed them, really dominated from the very beginning, 63-31, the final in that one.
Yeah, I think we finally got our legs back under us and had some fresh legs from the weekend. We had a couple of days off, which was good. And that's the one thing we have to do. We have to put the ball in the basket. We have some really good shooters on the perimeter. You know, our post players can do a nice job inside, but we're always looking to knock down perimeter shots when we can because we have such good shooters.
Were able to knock down the shots. I think you shot right at 51% for the ball game. Is that because you were, I guess, healthier and rested over the weekend?
I think so. And we had a good preparation day on Monday, and we were ready for what they were going to try to do. So I think a combination of all those things, and then you throw in the fact that Lincoln Christian was probably a little tired from playing Monday night, and all that combination, I think, is why we shot well over 50%.
Janelle Farmer had a traditional good ball game, 18 points, had several three-pointers in there. But two girls who came off of the bench, Sarah Gettard and Olivia Thomas, actually Olivia got the start the other night, but both of those girls had great ball games.
They did, and Janelle didn't play very many minutes, and that's one thing we try to do is rotate a lot of girls so nobody had to play a ton of minutes because this could be a big week for us. And Olivia scored 8 points that first quarter. I think that's the most she scored all year, and Sarah shot the ball really well. And so we're very pleased and executed offense very well and still played good defense at the same time.
So got into a good sized lead at halftime and really put the ball game away at the beginning of the third quarter, went on an 18-2 run. What was the difference coming out of the locker room?
Well, I think we just had fresher legs under us and they really struggled. We really tried to focus on the Anderson girl, try to limit what she could do because she's such a good player, and we held her to 4 points. So anytime you can do that against a good player, you're really satisfied as a coach.
Maybe a different story here tonight. We got a lot to handle with the Columbus SCOTUS. We'll come back and talk about the Shamrocks as our pregame show continues after this.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling. Bill Hamburger Remodeling at BillHamburgerRemodeling.com. Bill Hamburger Remodeling will help you with residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, and even snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551. Visit the showroom for a great selection of windows, siding, and shingles. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings is a proud supporter of Hastings and area athletes and teams.
City head coach John Kyle is Hawkettes in Lincoln here tonight, playing in the semifinals of the Centennial Conference basketball tournament against Columbus SCOTUS as the number 4 ranked team, according to the Lincoln Journal Star coach. And when we take a look at SCOTUS, we always look at their defense. They're giving up just 31 points per ball game. What makes this defense so tough?
Well, they just play a lot of pressure on the ball, and they help in the lane and in the paint very good. They don't allow you a lot of easy baskets, and they've done this for several years that we've been here and that I've known. They play very good defense. They slow the game down. They keep the score in the 30s if they can, sometimes even in the 20s. And so, you know, they're very physical. They don't allow you to cut. They try to knock you off your cuts, and they're just good at it.
It's not the style of game that we want to play, is it?
Well, of course, it's not what we're used to playing, but I think at the same time, we have to match their physicality and we have to match their defense. And every possession is a little bit bigger, a little bit more magnified because there's fewer possessions. And so each time you get the ball, you want to make a good possession and win that possession.
Kind of tall or kind of long in there inside. It makes the things kind of tough to penetrate inside, don't
it? Well, it does, and they're very physical. And that's one thing the girls always talk about each year, that first game is, boy, she's not letting me cut through. She's knocking me off my cut. And being real physical, and that's just what they do. They practice it. They're good at it. They have strong girls, and that's why you see their scores where they're at.
Not a prolific scorer on this team. They're averaging 7, 8, 9 points a game with most of their players. First time around, they got a lot of second chance points. Is that going to be a key for this ball game tonight?
Well, we noticed that the first quarter, that first night, is they had offensive rebound after offensive rebound, and I think that's a huge key because there's limited possessions. You got to try to get more possessions, and I think it starts and stops with Jordan Shaw. She's a monster on the boards, and she can really go out there and dominate a game. Even if she doesn't score many more than 10 points, she can dominate the game on the glass. And so that's what we've told the girls. We got to get them one shot and done, and then that way we get the ball and we go back on offense.
Yeah, Jarecki girl, also a couple of other ones in there, the Fultz girl, who's averaging 7, 8 points per ball game. So this is, like I said, not a team that's got a prolific score, but some players that can put some points on the scoreboard.
Yeah, the Fultz girls are outside perimeter shooter, and she shoots the ball pretty well from the perimeter. And so, you know, I think we've learned and we watched some film. We know what they want to do. They probably have done the same thing, though. They're going to hope to look to play better against us than they did the first night, and then they're going to know what we want to try to do. And so it's going to be a chess match on the floor, so to speak, and we'll just go out there and see who executed the best.
Like we said, because these teams know each other so well, probably not a lot of surprises between the two teams here tonight. So what's this game that come down to?
Well, I think one thing that we didn't show the first time around is our four-out offense, and we might show that a little bit because it's so unpredictable. The other offenses we run have a set pattern where our four-out, you just go out there and you read the defense, you make plays, you back cut, you try to get open. And I think that's one thing that maybe is in our hip pocket. Maybe they've seen it on film, of course, against other teams, but we haven't ran it against them. So we're hoping that that'll get us some open shots. But then even if you do get open shots, you got to put it in the basket. And I think that's one of the biggest keys is just putting the ball in the basket tonight. We can't shoot in the 20%, so we want to get it up there in the 30s and maybe the 40s.
We said tempo might be another big key in the ball game tonight. We're going to have to turn up the pace a little bit. How do we do this against a team like Skotos who wants to play at a snail's pace tonight?
Well, the Wayne coach told me they tried to press them with 3 different presses and force the pace, and he said they just won't do it. He said they just want to slow it down, limit the scores, and that's what they'll probably do against us. And so I don't expect it to be in the 50s. If we get in the 50s, I think we got a good shot of winning. But, you know, anything, probably the first team to 35 is going to win the game. And we're going to try to push the ball when we can, but, you know, you're not going to get that many opportunities. So when you do, you want to take advantage and really make a pay.
Obviously, the season not on the line here tonight, but the semifinals of the conference tournament with the atmosphere we have in Lincoln going on the road and getting into Lincoln, this is a good, I guess, measuring stick for you guys for the rest of the season.
Well, anytime you play them, it's a good measuring stick for your offense because they play really good defense. So, you know, we're not going to put tons of stock into it, but definitely we want to win.
All right, good luck.
Thanks, and it's always good to have you covering us, Mike.
John Kyle, the head coach for Hastings St. Cecilia. Stick around. Sonny Lance and the play-by-play description up next. St. Cecilia and Columbus Scotus, a matchup of number 3 and number 4 in Class C1. It's coming up next on 1230 KHAS.
In the Paint has been brought to you by Bill Hamburger Remodeling. Call 469-8551 or visit them on the web at billhamburgerremodeling.com. Stay tuned. High school basketball is up next on Hastings Link to High School Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
A healing environment. People who care for you and about you. A safe, comfortable place. At Mary Lanning Memorial Healthcare, we are focused on privacy, patient-centered care, and advanced technology. That's our tradition and our promise. Mary Lanning Memorial Healthcare. Innovative comfort and care.
Is your furnace ready for a long, harsh Nebraska winter? Call Beeman's Appliance today to have your heating system cleaned and serviced by our qualified trained technicians. Beeman's carries several brands of heating systems such as Carrier and American Standard, but services all makes and models. And don't forget, Beeman's also sells new and used appliances. To schedule your furnace clean and service or for a free estimate on a new heating system, call Beeman's today at 402-462-2311.
High school basketball is brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters, local business supporting local youth and local athletics.
And good afternoon. Welcome to Lincoln Christian High School here tonight. High school basketball on 1230 KHAS. We've got the semifinals of the Centennial Conference basketball tournament for the girls here tonight. And a good matchup. We've got the third-ranked St. Cecilia Hawkins taking on number four-ranked Columbus Scotus. I'm Mike Will. I'll call the play-by-play for you here tonight. St. Cecilia coming in a record of 12 wins and four losses on the season. They picked up a win over Lincoln Christian the other night in the quarterfinals, winning by the score of 63-31. Hawks jumping out to a good-sized lead early. In fact, they led 30-14 at halftime, finished things off and put the nail in the coffin by outscoring Christian 18-2 during a run in the third quarter. And St. Cecilia went on to win that ball game by the score of 63-31 to advance to the semifinals here this afternoon. St. Cecilia shot 51% from the floor in that ball game against the Crusaders. Chanel Farmer led the way. She had 18 points, had 4 3-pointers. Sarah Gettert had 10 points, 5 rebounds in the ball game. Olivia Thomas got the start the other night and came up with 4 for 4 in the first quarter, scored 8 points in the first quarter alone for head coach John Kyle. St. Cecilia, a team that's averaging 46 points per ball game on offense, they're giving up 35.8 on the defensive end. They'll face a team in Scotus that come in ranked number 4, according to the Lincoln Journal Star. And when you talk about Scotus, you talk about their defense, and we talked about it during the pregame show with the coaches. The team is giving up only 31.2 points per ball game. This is a team that likes to play games down in the 30s, down in the 20s if they can. They average about 40.8 points per ball game on offense. They knocked off of St. Albert in the quarterfinals of this tournament by a score of 38-23. This is the second meeting of the season between these two teams. In fact, we started the year with Columbus Scotus and the ball game played back at the Chapman Gym at St. Cecilia. And Scotus came to town and beat St. Cecilia by a score of 33-27. So, second meeting of the season between Scotus and St. Cecilia here tonight. Winner this ball game will move on to the championship ball game of the Centennial Conference basketball tournament. That will be on Saturday afternoon at 4:15. Right back here at Lincoln Christian, they will play the winner of the next ball game coming up between Concordia and Aquinas. So that is coming up on Saturday. St. Cecilia, the defending champions here in the Centennial Conference basketball tournament. We'll take a break and come back. You're listening to high school basketball tonight on 1230 KHIS.
Witt Plumbing does residential, commercial, and farm plumbing. From new construction, remodeling repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, water heaters and softeners, septic tank installation, and video sewer inspections. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas Avenue, Hastings.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Rivals Bar and Grill. Fun, food, 20 TVs, daily and weekend specials, supporting all the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches after the game or anytime. Join the Rivals team. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East in Hastings, open every day at 11.
It's the most unique high school basketball event in the state. The Heartland Hoops Classic, Saturday, February 11th. Showcasing different schools and different classes in a pre-district neutral court setting. The beautiful and comfortable Heartland Event Center in Grand Island. Spend the day. The 8-game event begins at 9 in the morning and goes deep into the night. Tickets are $12 for adults, $6 for students, and a limited number of $25 courtside seats are available at the Heartland Event Center ticket office or online at Ticketmaster.com.
1230 KHAS.
Singing of the national anthem as we get set for high school basketball here tonight. Lincoln Christian High School, the Centennial Conference basketball tournament here on 1230 KHIS. HC St. Cecilia, Columbus Scotus. Again, the Hawkins, the defending champions here
in this tournament, winning the tourney a year ago on their same floor. They'll face either Concordia or Aquinas if we can win this ball game. That'll be at 4:15 on Saturday afternoon. Your starting lineups are brought to you by Hastings Five Points Bank. Locally owned, locally managed with friendly service, three convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why Five Points Bank is the better bank. For Columbus Schoonis, a team that is averaging 40.8 points per ball game, giving up 31.2 on the defensive end. They'll go with Alyssa Foltz, who's a 5-foot 8-inch junior. Foltz is averaging 8.7 points and 4.1 rebounds per game. Stephanie Jareski is a 5-foot 10-inch senior. Jareski is averaging 8.5 points, 3.9 rebounds per game. Kara Moore is a 5-foot 6-inch junior. Moore is averaging 2.8 points and 2.1 rebounds per game. Jordan Shohan is a 5-foot 11-inch senior. Shohan is averaging 9.7 points and 6.7 rebounds per game. The other starter will be Caitlin Ween, who's a 5-foot 8-inch senior. Ween is averaging 6.4 points and 1.1 rebounds per ball game. For Hastings St. Cecilia, the Hawkettes coming in here averaging 46.8 points per ball game on offense, giving up 35.8 on the defensive end. They will go with Libby Kissinger, a 5'4" and senior, who's averaging 4 points and 2.1 rebounds per game. Chanel Farmer, a 5'6" junior. Farmer is averaging 13.9 points and 3.3 rebounds per game. Sarah Gettard is a 5'10" and senior. Gettard averaging 2 points and 1.6 rebounds per game. Caitlin Ernst getting a start tonight, a 5'11" and senior. Ernst is averaging 7.2 points and 5.4 rebounds per game. Olivia Thomas getting a start again tonight, a 6-foot junior. Thomas is averaging 2.9 points and 4.7 rebounds per ball game. Your starting lineups tonight are brought to you by Hastings Five Points Bank, now with three locations in Hastings, 2815 Osborne Drive West, 320 South Burlington, and at 322 North St. Joe. Hastings Five Points Bank member, FDIC. So the Hawkettes, the number one seed here in this Centennial Conference basketball tournament, facing Columbus Scotus. St. Cecilia dressed in their homestanding white uniforms here tonight, trimmed and lettered in the blue. Scotus in their road greens, trimmed and lettered in the white. St. Cecilia will shoot to our basket to our left, and St. Cecilia controls the opening tip. And right off of the bat, we've got an over and back violation. The ball came to the near sideline. Gettard grabs it and went to a Libby Kissinger. And an over and back violation called there on the Hawkettes. St. Cecilia averages 18 turnovers per ball game. They get their first one 4 seconds into the ball game tonight. 7:56 to play here in the first quarter. Columbus Scotus will play things in. St. Cecilia will play a tough man-to-man defense all night long tonight. And Scotus is going to be a team that's going to be very deliberate. They're going to try and slow things down. They'll look for that open shot. They'll work the ball around and work this defense 20, 25, 30, 35 seconds here before they take a shot. Carol Moore has got it on the wing on the left side out to Onuka, rather to Jareski out there at the top of the key. Over on the wing now on the left side to Foltz, top of the key again. That's Carol Moore. They pound it inside to Jordan Shohan. They pass the ball back around the three-point arc. Over to Alyssa Foltz over on the wing. Drives it into the lane. A pass over here on the right side to Moore. Drives the baseline. Puts up a 10-footer. It's going to be no good. But an offensive rebound by Jordan Shohan. Columbus Scotus maintains control of the ball here. Moore has got it outside now to Jareski. Drives it down the lane. It's not going to be up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Olivia Thomas. There they work a minute out for the clock of the first quarter and come away empty-handed. Still scoreless. St. Cecilia's got the ball. Sarah Gettard has got it. Deep wing on the left side. Bounce pass comes out here to Libby Kissinger at the top of the key. Entry pass to get it to the free throw line to Ernst. Ernst now to Gettard. She puts it on the floor. Dribbles inside the free throw circle. Comes over here on the wing to Chanel Farmer. Holds the ball. Lobs it inside. Thomas had it. Lost it. It's down on the baseline. It goes out of bounds. That's going to be knocked out of there by Columbus Scotus. St. Cecilia will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Just underway. 6:39 to play. Here in the first quarter, still no score between St. Cecilia and Scotus tonight. Chanel Farmer comes out here to Thomas, now to Libby Kissinger. Comes across the top, wide open. Gettard, top of the key. Shot is up there from three. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Scotus. There's Alyssa Foltz running back the other way. A pass down the lane to Shohan. She puts it in. Jordan Shohan scores there. She's their leading scorer, averaging 9.7 points per ball game. And Scotus goes out on top by a score of 2-0 here in this ball game. Again, St. Cecilia lost to Scotus to open up the season 33-27 in a ball game played at the Chapman Gym back in St. Cecilia. Libby Kissinger with the ball to Chanel Farmer on the wing. Takes it down on the baseline. That's Sarah Gettard with it now. To Ernst at the elbow, right side of the lane. Ernst hangs onto it. Down in the corner again to Gettard. Brings it behind the screen from Ernst. Can't put up a shot. Flips it away to Chanel Farmer on the wing on the right side. Brings it back down to Libby Kissinger.
Kissinger out here in three-point territory. Drives it at the free throw line. Backs it on out. Can't penetrate against this defense. Over on the left side on the elbow. That's going to be Caitlin Ernst dribbling with the ball. Dribbles left to right across the free throw line. Reverses the ball. Gets it to Thomas. Down to Chanel Farmer. 4-3. Shot is up there. Top of the back iron. No good. Ball tapped around in the lane. Picked up by Gettert. Gettert keeps it alive here for St. Cecilia. Now to Libby Kissinger. Kissinger down to Farmer. Back out here in three-point territory. Swings it left side to Gettert. Free throw line extended. The pass in the lane is going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Jordan Schohan. Schohan has got it back down to Fultz. Down the left sideline for the Shamrocks. Picked up there by Farmer of St. Cecilia. Outside the ring, that's going to be Ween with the ball. Caitlin Ween moves it down on the baseline down to Alyssa Fultz. Bombs it left side to Adreski. She's double-teamed. Back out to Fultz. Hops in the lane. Goes for the bucket. Shana's up there. Top of the back iron. No good. Rebound comes down to Thomas for St. Cecilia. And a foul is called here in backcourt. Olivia Thomas gets the rebound there for St. Cecilia. And a personal foul is going to be called here on the Scottish Shamrocks. With 5 minutes and 1 second to play in the first quarter, the foul goes on Alyssa Fultz. That's going to be her first team foul in the Shamrocks. So we played 3 minutes, and we've had a combined one basket scored between the two teams so far. 2-0 is the score. Scotus has got the lead over St. Cecilia. Jamie Williams into the ball game now for St. Cecilia. Ernst has got it on the wing on the left side. Gets it to Chanel Farmer. She drives her lamp. It's going to be up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Ween. Farmer had a wide-open shot there as she drove it to the basket. And misses the shot. And now Scotus comes back with the ball. And here's a foul that's going to be called on Farmer right here at the mid-court stripe. Chanel Farmer picks up the foul. And she tried to knock that one loose from Alyssa Fultz of Columbus Scotus. So the Shamrocks will play things in here on the near sideline. 4:35 to play in the first quarter. 2-0 is the score. Scotus has got the lead. As a Ween will play things in, that's Alyssa Fultz, pretty good outside shooter for Columbus Scotus. Dribbling with the ball, sends it over in the wing to Jareski. Left side of the lane, dribbles it to the free throw line, gets it over here on the right side down to Ween. Down low to Fultz, her pass in the lane is going to be intercepted. Intercepted there by Libby Kissinger of St. Cecilia. Down the near sideline to Morgan Nikla. Her pass in the lane is going to be intercepted. 3 turnovers now on the St. Cecilia offense so far in this ball game. Still 2-0, halfway through this first quarter. Out here in the three-point territory is Kara Bohr. She gets it to Caitlin Ween, trying to drive it there against Kissinger. Drives it into the paint, backs it out of there. Bounce pass out to Bohr. Right side of the circle. Bohr working out here against the Farmer. Moves it over to Adreski. Free throw line extended left side. Jareski gives it up down in the corner. They get it to Ween. Long pass goes inside. There's a shot taken by Schohan. It's going to be no good. Ball batted out of there. It's picked up by Chanel Farmer. Farmer bounce pass into the forward court. Now to Libby for three. Shot is up there. It's good. Libby Kissinger nails a free ball from the wing on the right side. And just like that, St. Cecilia's got the lead 3-2. And it's St. Cecilia all the way down to the 3:34 mark to get their first field goal of the ball game. Now a traveling violation back the other way. Alyssa Fultz whistle for the travel. That's going to be the second turnover on Columbus Scotus. So St. Cecilia finally scores at the 3:34 mark in the first quarter, and the Hawkeyes have a 3-2 advantage now over Scotus, and St. Cecilia's got the ball. There's Alyssa Schropp into the ball game now. She's got it. She comes into the offensive zone, goes over to Nikla. Now back to the left side. Schropp has got it. Two-handed pass goes over to Jamie Williams. Out here to Libby Kissinger, top of the key, 25 feet away from the basket. Libby looking to drive it, takes it inside the free throw circle and can't do it. Drives it down the right side of the lane. Gives it up now out here in three-point territory. That's Williams. She has her pocket picked here by Alyssa Fultz. She runs her back the other way. Driving layup is up there. It's going to be no good. Ball rebounded here underneath the hole. Blocked away from Ween. It goes out of bounds. That's going to be Scotus basketball. So Columbus Scotus will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. 2:56 to play in the first quarter. 3-2 is the score. It's St. Cecilia on top of Scotus here in this one. They play things in here to the free-throw line. Jareski down in the baseline. Fultz puts up a 12-footer. It's going to be no good. Rebounded in the lane there by Alyssa Schropp of St. Cecilia. Schropp will bring things up. Now gets into the hands of Libby Kissinger as they come into the offensive scoring zone. Libby with the ball. Moves it over on the right sideline. That's going to be Jamie Williams. Two-handed pass, top of the key. Nikola's got it down in the corner now to Alyssa Schropp over here on the left side of the lane to Nikla. Drops it down low to Ernst. Their shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Offensive rebound. Foul shot up and in. Jamie Williams gets the offensive board and the putback there for St. Cecilia. That's their first field goal. And the Hawkeyes go out on top by a score of 5-2. 2 minutes and 20 seconds to play here in the first quarter from Lincoln Christian tonight. There's a Karen Bohr with the ball now for Scotus. Moves it over on the deep wing to Jordan Schohan. Costs the top down to Fultz. Brings it back there to Jareski. Her shot is up there. It's an air ball. No good. As she throws that one up from the elbow left side of the lane. It's rebounded there by Alyssa Schropp of St. Cecilia. She brings the ball up now for the Hawkeyes. Over the right side, Morgan Nicola holds the ball high above her head in three-point territory to the elbow, left side of the lane. Ernst back out to Nicola, top of the key. Nicola dribbling with the ball, starts off right, now left, tries the ball down the lane. Her shot is up there at him. Morgan Nicola scores there on St. Cecilia, or for St. Cecilia. Down the lane, she's now got 2 points in the ball game, and the Hawkettes are out to an early 5-point lead in this one. 7-2 is the score as St. Cecilia is on the top here in the ball game. They have scored the last 7 points in the ball game after Scotus had that early 2-0 advantage. We're already down to 90 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Jareski has got the ball, free throw line extended right side, dribbles one, sends it down in the corner to Fultz. Back out to Jareski on the wing, entry pass to get it to the free throw line to Moore. Back out here to Jareski on the wing on the right side, back out to Moore in 3-point territory. St. Cecilia is still in a man-to-man defense early in this basketball game. Carol Moore backs it on out, runs the offense. Jareski has got it right side of the lane. Jareski out to Alyssa Fultz now. She drives the ball against Kissinger all the way to the basket. Her shot is up there and in. Alyssa Fultz scoring there, and that's her first field goal. Scotus now trailing by 3 points. 7-4 is the score. Under a minute to play here in the first quarter. St. Cecilia back in their offensive zone. Deep in the corner, Jamie Williams holds it now. Williams out here on the wing to Alyssa's drop out in 3 points there. That's way to Ernst down in the baseline. Skip pass goes over to the white wing. That's going to be Kissinger. Entry pass is going to be knocked away. It goes out of bounds. They'll give the ball to St. Cecilia. Farmer comes back into the ball game now for the Hawkettes. Here comes Olivia Thomas back into the ball game and Sarah Getter checking in. Ernst and Williams coming to the bench, and also coming to the bench will be Olivia Kissinger. Head coach John Kyle, 34 seconds to play here in the first. 7-4 is the score. St. Cecilia's got the lead. There's Morgan Nicola on the wing. Drives it to the free throw line, cuts it toward the hoop, gets rid of it now, down in the corner to Getter. Back outside the ring to Schropp. Entry pass to get it to Thomas. Now to Schropp, down in the corner. That's Nicola, drives the baseline, comes out here to Sarah Getter again. Getter now to Schropp, bounce pass over here to Farmer. Down in the corner to Nicola. Entry pass to get it to Thomas. 10 seconds to go here in the first quarter. St. Cecilia looking for the final shot here. Farmer goes over to Getter. Getter down the right side. There's a Olivia Thomas, and she goes over on the right side, and the shot is going to be taken over there by Farmer. It's going to be no good. And that's the end of the first quarter of play. First quarter in the books tonight here in girls high school basketball in the semifinals of the Centennial Conference Basketball Tournament. And the score after one, Hastings St. Cecilia 7, Columbus Scotus 4.
5 Points Bank of Hastings, safe, strong, and growing. Back in September of 2000, we opened for business at 4th and St. Joe with a staff of 5. Now we have 3 banking locations, over 45 employees, and have grown to become the largest locally owned bank in Hastings.
Since our opening, we have listened to you and responded by providing high-quality customer service, rewarding interest rates, new banking technology, and provided support to many community organizations.
We appreciate your support and look forward to continuing as the better bank in Hastings. Member FDIC.
Farm Bureau Financial Services approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home, car, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified bill paying. One deductible for all covered possessions, all handled by your local Farm Bureau agent. Call Marty DeMuth in Hastings today to see how simple insurance can be. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back here at Lincoln Christian High School, the girls' semifinals of the Centennial Conference basketball tournament here tonight. Winner moves on to the championship ball game on Saturday afternoon at 4:15 against either Concordia or Aquinas. Those two teams will make it a second ball game here tonight in Lincoln, 7:45 scheduled starting time. So St. Cecilia with a lead here, 7-4. As we begin the second quarter, Scotus with the opening possession. That's a Shohan. Right side of the lane. He's going to drive the baseline. It's cut off there nicely by Thomas. Sounds pass comes out to Jareski again. Just to the right of the lane. Jareski double team. Has to get rid of it. Finally does. Out here in 3-point territory. That's Carol Moore with the ball. Now to Jareski again. Right side of the lane. Jareski dribbling with the ball. Comes out top of the key. Carol Moore swings it left side. Alyssa Fultz with the ball now. Entry pass. There's a shot taken by Jareski. That's going to be no good. It's short. The ball goes out of bounds. Last touch there by St. Cecilia. Last touch by Getter. In the first quarter, St. Cecilia hit 3 out of 8 shots for 38%. Scotus just 2 out of 9 for 22%. St. Cecilia 1 out of 3 on three-pointers for 33%. Scotus did not attempt a three-pointer. Rebound, St. Cecilia with 7. Scotus has got 4. St. Cecilia with 4 turnovers. Scotus has got 2. Hawkettes with 1 steal. Scotus has got 3 through the opening period here this afternoon, or this evening, as we play here in the second quarter now. 7:08 remaining.
still a 7-4 ball game. Saint Cecilia with a lead. There's a shot from Shohan at the free throw line. It's going to be no good. Now a jump ball is going to be calling the rebound. Bolts is tied up there by Sarah Gettard of Saint Cecilia. The alternating jump. The ball is going to go to Saint Cecilia. So the Hawkins will play things in here in backcourt. 7-4 is the score. Semifinals of the Centennial Conference basketball tournament tonight. Here's Libby Kissinger with the ball now for St. Cecilia. Brings it across the midcourt stripe, high post. They get it to a Chanel Farmer right inside the free throw circle. Back out to Libby Kissinger, driving down the left side of the lane. She falls down, and a foul is going to be called here. Kissinger falls down as she was driving down the left side of the lane. Alyssa Fultz is going to be guilty of the foul here. That's going to be her second. Second foul in Fultz. That's going to be team foul number two on the Shamrocks. Fultz is now going to check out of the ball game, and coming in is going to be a Caitlin Ween. Caitlin Ween checks back in there as Fultz will head to the bench with a couple of fouls here early in the second quarter. 6:40 remaining until halftime. Libby Kissinger has got the ball left side of the lane. Comes out here to Morgan Nicola. Ball high above her head. Morgan Nicola backs it on out of there for St. Cecilia. As the Columbus Scotus continues to run this man-to-man defense. Libby Kissinger over on the wing on the right side. Farmer fakes the three. Dribbles inside. Dumps it down low to Nicola. Nicola dribbling with it on the right side over on the far sideline. And comes out between the circles now. Morgan Nicola comes across the top to Libby Kissinger, throws up a three-pointer. It's good. Libby Kissinger throws up her second three-pointer several feet behind the three-point arc here on the left side of the lane. Kissinger now with 6 points, and the Hawkettes have a 10-4 advantage over Columbus Scotus. The defending champions here in this tournament, St. Cecilia won the title a year ago here in this floor. They've got a 10-4 advantage now here in the semifinals. Jurewski stops out here in three-point territory. They get it to Shohan. Now down on the baseline, driving, shooting, and missing. We got a foul called as a Peyton Shohan drives the baseline there, and she is fouled in the play by Nicola of St. Cecilia. Morgan Nicola picks up the personal foul for the Hawkins as Peyton Shohan drove it from the left corner toward the goal. Big collision underneath the hoop. Nicola is going to be guilty of the personal foul. That's her first. So Peyton Shohan to the free throw line now for Columbus Scotus. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Shohan, a 52% foul shooter in the season. Came in here 20 out of 38 from the free throw line. Scotus is a team hitting 56% of their free throw tosses this year, 39% from the field, and 28% point territory. Peyton Shohan will have one more shot. It's up there. That shot's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to St. Cecilia. Olivia Thomas has got the ball for the Hawkettes. Gets it into the hands now of Libby Kissinger. 10-4, the Hawkettes have an early lead here with 5:39 to play in the second quarter. Libby Kissinger trying to penetrate, backs it back on out of there. That's Olivia Thomas with the ball, free throw line extended to the left side. Thomas back out on top again. Morgan Nicola, as Nicola looks at this man-to-man defense, looking to penetrate, spin to the free throw line, down the lane. Her shot from 12, won't go, and the rebound comes down to Columbus Scotus. Jordan Shohan with a rebound there as she gets it away to Carol Bohr. Bohr will bring things up now against Chanel Farmer of St. Cecilia. Bohr on the dribble, comes to the right, now drives to the left side and takes it to the top of the key. Moves it over the left sideline down to Jurewski as she takes it down to the baseline, puts Nicola in the air, can't go for the shot. Now throws it to the far sideline. It's going to be a turnover on Scotus. They took it to the goal there, and they're trying to kick it back out. Nobody was home over there at far side, and Scotus turns it away for the third time in this first half of play. St. Cecilia with a 10-4 advantage. 3 minutes gone here in the second quarter of play. St. Cecilia back with the ball. Here's Jamie Williams on the high post to Ernst. Outside down is Chanel Farmer, fakes the three, dribbles right to left across the top of the key, throws up a three-pointer. It's going to be no good. Thomas had the rebound, and the foul is going to be called. Thomas reached out and had her hands on the ball there, and the personal foul is going to be called on Scotus down here. The personal is going to be whistled on Peyton Shohan. That's going to be her first, team foul number three on the Shamrocks. So Scotus with three fouls, St. Cecilia with two there in the first half. Non-shooting situation, St. Cecilia will play things in. Libby Kissinger comes out here in three-point territory to Jamie Williams. Two-handed pass comes over here to Thomas. Thomas brings it back to Libby Kissinger. Kissinger standing out here in three-point territory, down in the corner. Jamie Williams, entry pass to Thomas, back down in the corner. That's Williams with the ball, brings it up high on the block, and now comes to the near side. Chanel Farmer lobs it inside to Thomas, back out to Farmer. Farmer dribbles with it, hands it away to Libby Kissinger. We're down to 4:22 to play. St. Cecilia with a 10-4 lead. There's a pass inside. It's going to be deflected away from Ernst. That was Getter down the far sideline, whistling a pass inside to Ernst that goes through her fingertips, so it's knocked out of her hands. And St. Cecilia will play things in. Here comes Claire Hamburger into the ballgame now for St. Cecilia. Farmer will come to the bench. 4:18 to play in the second quarter. 10-4 is the score. St. Cecilia
with a six-point advantage, really. Larry Hamburger will play things in for the Hawkettes. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. They get it down in the corner to Jamie Williams. Brings it up high now. Gets it to a Libby Kissinger. She hangs on it. There's a Hamburger again. Back out to Libby in three-point territory. A couple of feet beyond the three-point arc here at the top of the key. Libby backs it on out. Now drives it behind a screen from Caitlin Hurst. Libby takes it down the lane all the way to the basket. Now loses control of the ball and is picked up down there by SCOTUS. Jordan Schoheim gets the ball there for Columbus SCOTUS. And now the Shamrocks come back with it, trailing by 6 points here in the ballgame. Carol Moore has got it now for Columbus SCOTUS into the offensive zone. Works against the Claire Hamburger. Moore starts off left, now right. Now we're going to have our first time out of the ballgame as SCOTUS is up, and they want to talk things over. Head coach Jared Ritter at SCOTUS wants to talk things over. Offense struggling here early. 3 minutes and 42 seconds to play in the second quarter. We'll take a break with a score. Saint Cecilia 10, SCOTUS 4.
Jackson's Floor Service has moved to 219 North Lexington in Hastings on the corner of 3rd and Lexington. Jackson's Floor Service does commercial and residential installation of carpet, vinyl, ceramic tile, laminate, and pre-finished wood. Call Jim and Greg at 402-462-9336 or 462-0968. Jackson's Floor Service supports the local and area athletes and teams and wishes them good luck this season. Jackson's Floor Service, now located at 219 North Lexington in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back here at Lincoln Christian. We're at the Centennial Conference Basketball Tournament here tonight on 1230 KHAS. On the breeze, KLIQ 94.5. Tonight you got the Battle of Clay County as the Sutton Mustangs and Phillies are in Fairfield tonight to take on the Sandy Creek Cougars. That ball game, that doubleheader is underway. There's a three-pointer up there hand by Caitlin Ween. Caitlin Ween out of the timeout scores there for SCOTUS. And just like that, the Shamrocks are back within 3 points, 10-7 to score. 3:20 to play here in the second quarter. St. Cecilia within their offensive end. Hamburger goes over here on the wing on the left side to Jamie Williams. Williams dribbling with the ball is out there against the Caitlin Ween, defensively against SCOTUS. Hamburger has got it deep in the corner now to Farmer, who's back into the ball game. Chanel brings it out on top to Jamie Williams. She holds it out in 3 point territory to Hamburger. She holds it. Ball high above her head. Down in the corner to Farmer. Entry pass to Ernst. Up high to Thomas. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Down for the rebound. It's loose. It's picked up by St. Cecilia. Williams has it. Her pass deflected, and it's going to be intercepted. Carol Moore has got it down for SCOTUS. Over to Alyssa Fulton. She brings it into the offensive zone now against Farmer of St. Cecilia. Fulton in the lane. Double team. Bounce pass left side. Dresky shot from 10. Won't go. Rebound loose. It hits in the corner. It goes out of bounds. Last touch there by Farmer of St. Cecilia. No, Farmer was the last to touch it. Here comes Gettert back into the ball game. Here comes Libby Kissinger back in there. And Morgan Nicola for the Hawkettes. 2:34 to play here in the second. 10-7 is the score. Shamrocks down by 3 points, but SCOTUS inbounding the ball. Fultz has got it out here at the top of the key. Drives it down the lane. Bounce pass to Dresky. She goes up for the shot. It's no good, but she's fouling the play. Stephanie Dresky is fouling the play there by Thomas of St. Cecilia. Thomas picks up her first personal foul. That's going to be team foul number 3 on St. Cecilia. So now the team fouls are even at 3 apiece. Going to the free throw line will be SCOTUS here. SCOTUS going to the free throw line. Stephanie Dresky is at the line. 58% foul shooter for the season. 29 out of 50 for SCOTUS, and her shot is up there is good. Dresky, she had 4 points in the first meeting between these two teams when SCOTUS beat St. Cecilia 33-27 to begin the season. Averaging 8.5 points per ball game on the year now. As Dresky throws up her second shot, it's up there, hits the front iron, it rolls off, no good. Rebound comes down to Thomas. Olivia Thomas gets the rebound down to a Chanel Farmer. So it's a 10-8 ball game in favor of St. Cecilia. Hawkins have the ball back in their offensive zone. Kissinger comes out to Morgan Nicola, top of the key. Morgan Nicola dribbling to the ball, sends it over here on the wing on the left side. That's Libby Kissinger. She stands with it, high above her head, down in the corner again. That's going to be Gettert with the ball. Back out to Nicola, top of the key. SCOTUS stays with that man-to-man defense. Morgan Nicola goes over the wing on the right side. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Fultz as he drives the ball to the hoop against Nicola. Her shot no good. Rebound Jareski. Her shot is up there. It's no good, but she's fouling the play. St. Cecilia has turned the ball over 6 times in the first half. That pass to the wing, intercepted by Alyssa Fultz. As she came the distance but missed the shot. Right there was Jordan Schoheim for St. Cecilia, rather Dresky. She'll go to the free throw line now for Columbus SCOTUS for a couple of shots here. 10-8 is the score. The shot is up there. It's going to be good.
She'll have one more shot here, so she's nailed a couple of free throws here in the last couple of seconds. This one would tie the ball game up at 10 points apiece. Stephanie Dreske, as she toes the mark, eyes the bucket, puts it up there. The shot is going to be short. Rebound tapped around. Dreske had it. She lost it and is picked up here by Libby Kissinger. Kissinger runs her back the other way for St. Cecilia. Hawkins have a one-point lead. 10-9 is the score. Libby Kissinger here on the left side. Throws it to the far sideline. It goes out of bounds. Trying to get it to Morgan Nicklow over there as they threw the cross-court pass. Nicklow was heading the wrong way. Now John Kyle wants to call a timeout as Columbus Scotus is back into the ballgame after they fell behind 10-4 in this one. 1 minute and 40 seconds to play in the second quarter. We'll take a break with a score. St. Cecilia 10, Scotus 9.
Precision Heating and Air Conditioning is your Lennox dealer in Hastings. Whether it's the industry's most innovative heating and cooling systems, heat pumps, air quality systems, or other proven Lennox products, you and your family will enjoy the all-year-round quality comfort. Call Tom Wissing in Hastings, 402-463-6061 for more information on Lennox products, warranties, tax credits, rebates, and more. 463-6061. Lennox dealers are independently owned and operated businesses. Precision Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, Lennox. Innovation never felt so good.
1230 KHAS.
So Concordia will play Aquinas in the second half of the doubleheader tonight here in Lincoln. That game's scheduled for 7:45. Aquinas play at 4:15 on Saturday in the championship game. The boys' semifinal scheduled for tomorrow night in the first game at 6. We're going to have Boys Town up against Newman. That'll be followed up by Archbishop Bergen against Hastings St. Cecilia tomorrow night at 7:45. We'll have that game for you as well. They're on 1230 KHIS, beginning with a pregame show at 7:30 tomorrow night. Boys Championship going to be held on Saturday night, beginning at 6. So St. Cecilia jumped out to a 10-4 lead here in the second quarter. And Scotus has now scored the last 5 points, and the Shamrocks have a chance to pull ahead for the second time here tonight. They open up the ball game with a field goal before St. Cecilia scored 7 straight points. And now Scotus with a chance here to pull ahead as we approach the 1 minute mark of this second quarter. Over on the wing on the left side, that's going to be Dreske with the ball. Now St. Cecilia has gone to a zone defense. A pass down on the baseline on the right side to Ween. They work it back around Moore. Back inside the free throw circle. A full search on is up there. It's going to be no good. Long rebound. Full scrams the ball. Dribbles down the lane all the way to the basket. Her shot is up there and in. Alyssa Fultz gets the field goal, and Scotus goes out on top now with a score of 11-10. 1 minute to play here in this second quarter from Lincoln Christian. So the second lead of the ball game now for Scotus. Entry pass to get it to Thomas. Back out on the wing. Morgan Nicholas got it. Morgan dribbling with the ball. Moves it to the right side of the floor now. Goes to Libby Kissinger on the wing. Back the other way. Here's Chanel Farmer for three. Shot is up there. It's way off the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Fultz of Columbus Scotus. Down the left sideline. Runs into a lot of traffic here, and the foul is going to be called. Fultz was streaking up the left sideline there and runs into a couple of Hawks, and the guilty party is going to be Libby Kissinger. That's going to be her first. Fourth team foul in St. Cecilia. Here comes Sir Hamburger back into the ball game now for St. Cecilia. Ernst is going to check in there as well. And also Jamie Williams checking back in there for head coach John Kyle. 35 seconds to play here in the second quarter, 11-10. The Shamrocks have a one-point advantage now over St. Cecilia. Kara Moore has got the ball out here in three-point territory. Out of Caitlin Ween, out of Moore again. Picked up by Farmer of St. Cecilia. Scotus has two, and we'll go for the final shot here. We're down to 20 seconds to play in the second quarter. There's a Caitlin Ween. Her pass to the far sideline is deflected out of bounds there by Kissinger. Trying to get the ball into the hands of Alyssa Fultz. Back out of bounds by Kissinger. We're down to 14.5 seconds to play now here in the second. Inbounding the ball right at the midcourt stripe is going to be Caitlin Ween. Goes into the backcourt now to Fultz, and she'll bring things up against Farmer. The ball poked away by Farmer. The scramble is on. Recovered by Fultz. Fultz gives it here to Shohan. Shohan now to Kara Moore. Drives for the basket and shots up there and in. And that's the end. That's the end of the second quarter of play. We have reached halftime here tonight as Columbus Scotus is going to take a three-point lead in the locker room here at halftime. So Scotus comes out in the second quarter and scores the last 6 points of the second period. They reach the lead and end some as Columbus Scotus will have the lead here at halftime by 3 points. Two quarters in the books tonight here in the semifinals of the Centennial Conference Basketball Tournament. The score at the break, it's Columbus Scotus 13, Hastings St. Cecilia 10.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care insurance. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Part Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Part Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back here at Lincoln Christian High School at halftime with the semifinals of the Centennial Conference basketball tournament. Just as we expected, a low-scoring, grinded-out affair here tonight. 13-10 is the score at halftime. Columbus Scotus with a lead over Hastings St. Cecilia. Scotus scored first, making it a 2-0 ball game. St. Cecilia did not score until the 3:34 mark of the first quarter. That was a three-pointer. St. Cecilia had the lead by a score of 3-2. They stretched that lead to 7-2 in the first quarter before Scotus scores the final bucket to make it a 7-4 ball game after one. St. Cecilia got out to a six-point lead in the second quarter at 10-4, and then they didn't score again. That was early in the second. St. Cecilia went scoreless the last several minutes of the quarter. Meanwhile, it was a 9-0 run by Scotus to end that first half, and Scotus has got the lead here at halftime by a score of 13-10 over Hastings St. Cecilia there tonight. So everything that we expected, a defensive struggle between a couple of good defensive teams there tonight. Neither team shooting the ball real well as we wait for the final numbers to come in here in the first half of play, but it's 13-10. Hastings St. Cecilia is trailing Columbus Scotus here at halftime. We'll take another one-minute timeout. We'll come back and check the scoring in the first half as we continue with high school basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS.
Relax, it's Rheem. It's South Central Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings. You can relax with the comfort and quality of Rheem furnaces and other Rheem heating products, the most reliable heating systems you can buy. South Central Heating's complete line of Rheem furnaces provide quiet, efficient operation year after year, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax, it's Rheem. Get your Rheem products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st, Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling. Bill Hamburger Remodeling at BillHamburgerRemodeling.com. Bill Hamburger Remodeling will help you with residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, and even snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551. Visit the showroom for a great selection of windows, siding, and shingles. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings is a proud supporter of Hastings and area athletes and teams.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here in Lincoln with high school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Hastings St. Cecilia trailing Columbus Scotus by a score of 13-10. Scoring in the ballgame for St. Cecilia doesn't take much to keep track of this. You can keep track of it on a napkin here tonight. Not much here. Libby Kissinger leading the way for the Hawkettes. She has got 6 points in the ballgame. She had 2 three-pointers in the first half. She's got 6 points. Jamie Williams has got 2 points and a field goal. Morgan Nicola has got 2 points and a field goal. And St. Cecilia did not get to the free throw line in the first half of play. So 6 points for Libby Kissinger, 2 for Jamie Williams, and 2 for Morgan Nicola. That was the offensive output for the Hawkettes in the first half. Columbus Scotus, they were 2 out of 6 from the free throw line in the first half. Alyssa Foltz is leading the way. She's got 4 points and a couple of field goals. Caitlin Ween has knocked down a three-pointer. She's got 3 points here at the break. Jordan Shohan has got a field goal for 2. Kara Moore has got a field goal for 2. And Stephanie Jareski, 2 out of 4 from the free throw line. She has got 2 points. That is it. 23 points scored between the two teams in the first 16 minutes of play. We're at halftime as Scotus has got the lead over Hastings St. Cecilia tonight by a score of 13-10. Shooting numbers in the first half, Scotus is 5 out of 16 in the first half for 31%. St. Cecilia also shooting 31%, but they are 4 out of 13 from the field. On three-pointers, St. Cecilia 2 out of 6 for 33%. Scotus has knocked down their only three-point attempt in the first half. Rebounds, St. Cecilia has got 11. Scotus has got 7. St. Cecilia with 3 offensive rebounds. Scotus has got 2. turnovers. St. Cecilia has turned the ball over 7 times in the first half against the SCOTUS defense. Meanwhile, the Shamrocks with only 3 turnovers. St. Cecilia has gotten 1 steal in the first half. SCOTUS has got 6. Either team has a blocked shot here early in the ball game. So we're at halftime. St. Cecilia is trailing Columbus SCOTUS after getting out to a 6-point lead early in the first quarter. SCOTUS comes back with 9 straight points to end the quarter. And right now, SCOTUS with a lead as they visit at halftime. It is 13-10. Take another timeout. We'll come back. You're listening to high school basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS.
The clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings, your experts in glass repair and replacement. The Auto Glass Experts, Jeff Finske, Brent Vorderstrass, and Fred Calabro, will come to you. The mobile service number, 402-463-0025. It's easy, it's convenient. Get those rock chips repaired to avoid more damage or cracking. A reminder from the Auto Glass Experts, one block east of Custom Pack, 405 West J Street, Hastings, and online at autoglassexperts@windstream.net.
Are you ready to switch to a bank whose top priority is customer service?
If you are, visit your locally owned Five Points Bank of Hastings and let us show you what great customer service is all about.
We offer all types of checking accounts, some of which include a rewarding interest rate, free checks, no service charges, special travel opportunities, and many other benefits.
We are proud to call Hastings home. Five Points Bank of Hastings, the better bank, member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball action tonight here on 1230 KHAS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Your internet streaming brought to you by Hastings College. Nationally ranked athletics, nationally known academics. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. We have the second ball game pitting Concordia against Aquinas tonight. Concordia knocking off Grand Island Central Catholic in the quarterfinals the other night by a score of 38-27. Aquinas beat Newman by a score of 50-46. Those two teams will play at 7:45 tonight with the two winners playing on Saturday afternoon at 4:15 here at Lincoln Christian. Safe to say, just lost to Aquinas a week or so ago in a home ball game played during the regular season. The boys' semifinals going to get going tomorrow night at 6 o'clock. It'll be number one ranked Boys Town. And he's set to take on Newman in the first semifinal matchup. That will be at 6 o'clock tomorrow night. Boys Town got there with a convincing 88-61 win over Columbus SCOTUS during the quarterfinals on Tuesday. Newman knocked off Lincoln Christian by a score of 57-46. And the other semifinal game tomorrow night at 7:45, it'll be Archbishop Bergen against Hastings St. Cecilia. The Hawks qualifying for the semifinals with a 52-36 win over Grand Island Central Catholic. Meanwhile, Archbishop Bergen took care of Lincoln Lutheran on a score of 63-47. So the winners tomorrow night's games will play in the championship game on Saturday. They will get underway at 6 o'clock here at Lincoln Christian. We've got high school basketball tonight over on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. It's the Battle of Clay County going on tonight as the Sutton Phillies and Mustangs in Fairfield to take on the Sandy Creek Cougars. Girls game already underway. The guys will go at 8 o'clock tonight. Tomorrow we're going to have USHL hockey on the Breeze. Tri-City Storm playing at Omaha. We'll have the Hastings St. Cecilia Bergen ball game here on 1230 KHIS. And tomorrow night on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR. We'll be with Sandy Creek as well as they'll be in Kearney to take on the Stars out of Kearney Catholic. So we got the second half coming up. 13-10 is the score here. SCOTUS with a 3-point lead over St. Cecilia. Second half coming up on 1230 KHS.
Every real sports fan knows when it comes to watching their favorite sports, having a bite to eat, or just a night out with friends. The Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill hits the spot. Challenge your sports IQ with Buzz Time Trivia. Follow your fantasy players or support your home team and head to the Bullseyes for the fifth quarter. Stop in every Friday or Saturday and try what put Bullseyes on the map, their famous cuts of prime rib. For lunch, dinner, or after the game, sports fans go to the Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill. The real sports bar, 2017 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
Hastings.
Hastings College, a place where you can
learn, investigate,
compete,
create, sing,
play,
study abroad,
collaborate,
leave your mark,
make a difference,
be, belong, become.
Recognized as one of the best liberal arts colleges in the country by publications such as U.S. News and World Report, Forbes, Barron's, and the Princeton Review, Hastings College is a place that supports you to become your best. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
1230 KHAS.
All right, the second half is underway. Skotis with the opening possession. Here's a free throw line jumper put up there by Moore. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Sohan, and the foul is going to be called. Sohan got the rebound there, an offensive board for Columbus Skotis, and a personal foul. So on Olivia Thomas of St. Cecilia, that's going to be her second. So Thomas picks up her second personal foul here in the ballgame. Team foul number one in the Hawkins here in the second half of play. 13-10, St. Cecilia trailing. As they play things in, Kara Moore has got it. Circles around, takes it to the wing on the right side. Her pass will be deflected. Picked up by Moore. Now to Adreski at the free throw line. Kicks it back out to Ween, top of the key. Now to Kara Moore. They move it down in the right corner to Adreski. Picked up there by Olivia Thomas. Bounce pass out on top to Fultz. She's picked up by Farmer. She drives it into the hole, and the foul is going to be called here. Foul is going to go on Chanel Farmer. So a couple of fouls to start off this third quarter on St. Cecilia. A second one on Farmer. And the ball game now for the Hawkettes is going to be Alyssa Schrock. Coming out will be Gettert. 7:23 to play in the third. Boy, it's been light years since St. Cecilia scored in this ball game. As a long pass back out here, left side of the lane to a Sohan. Sohan has her pocket picked here. Libby Kissinger has got the ball coming back the other way. Spins down the lane. Puts up a shot. It's going to be no good, but she's fouling the play. Kissinger gets the steal. Took it down the lane. A spinning move in the paint there for the Hawkettes, but a foul is going to be called on Kara Moore of Columbus Scotus. That's going to be her first. And now Libby Kissinger goes to the free throw line for St. Cecilia. Kissinger has had a couple of three-pointers in the ballgame tonight for 6 points. And a free throw is up there. It's no good. That is the first free throw of the night for St. Cecilia, and it occurs here with 7:15 to play in the third quarter. Kissinger, a 57% foul shooter in the season. Her shot is up there. The shot is going to be no good. Misses both free throws, and the rebound comes down to Alyssa Fultz. Fultz has got it now for the Shamrocks. She will bring it across the midcourt stripe here against Farmer. Bounce pass goes on the wing. That's Jareski with the ball. Picked up by Olivia Thomas. As St. Cecilia back to the man-to-man defense. Down on the baseline, Sohan has got it. Takes it to the free throw line. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Thomas. One and done there as Olivia Thomas grabs the rebound. Gets it away now to Alyssa Schrock. Runs it back the other way. Kissinger open for three. Cranks her up. Three-pointer put up there. It's no good. Rebound comes down on the baseline to Schrock. Two-handed pass comes back out on top to Kissinger. Takes it into the paint. Here's a pass down on the baseline. It's too far out of bounds. Trying to get it to Farmer, who is sliding in the left corner towards the goal, and they threw it out of bounds. So Columbus Scotus gets the ball back here. 6 minutes and 39 seconds to play. We are in the third quarter, gang, and it is still a 13-10 ball game. Scotus has got the lead. There's a Kara Moore with the ball in backcourt. She'll bring things up against the Libby Kissinger. Starts off right, now brings it back to the center of the floor. Kissinger pokes it away, but it's picked up here on the near sideline. Now to Fultz, her pass on the top is loose. It goes to the far side. It goes down to bounce, a turnover. Last touch over there by Scotus. Last to touch it was Caitlin Ween. That is the fourth turnover on Scotus here in the ball game. And St. Cecilia will play things in. 13-10 the score. The Shamrocks have the lead. Inbounds pass will come to Alyssa Schrock. She goes to Farmer on the far sideline. Bounce pass goes inside to Thomas. Her shot is off of the window. No good. Rebound loose. It comes to Fultz here in the corner. Alyssa Fultz has got the ball for the Shamrocks as she runs her back the other way. Long pass down to four. Underneath the hole, Jareski shot is up there. It's no good. She misses the easy one. The ball is tapped out. Fultz is knocked down, and the foul is called. Schultz grabs it right at the free throw line there, but she is fouled in the play by Olivia Thomas of St. Cecilia. Now that's bad news. That's the third foul on Olivia Thomas. So the only height we have really inside Thomas at 6 foot and a junior will now have to come to the bench. Caitlin Ernst will check back in there for the Hawkettes. We have played 2 minutes here in the third quarter. It's still 13-10. There's a pass down to Fultz. Her shot is up there and in. Alyssa Fultz hitting her third field goal of the ball game. She's got 6 points. It is now 15-10 for Columbus Scotus. And now John Kyle wants to call a timeout. Boy, it has been a long, long time since St. Cecilia has scored. They had a 10-4 advantage back there early in the second quarter. We're now early in the third, and Scotus has rattled off 11 straight points. We've got a timeout, 5:52 to play in the third quarter. Scotus 15,
St. Cecilia 10.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Real Estate Group of Hastings has moved. Real Estate Group of Hastings now at 2215 West 12th Street. Whether you're buying or selling, follow the leader. Real Estate Group of Hastings. Number one in home sales again. Visit virtual tours and the open house schedule at regrouphastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
St. Cecilia inbounding the ball. It's immediately knocked back out of bounds by Alyssa Folsom. Columbus SCOTUS 5:52 to play in the third quarter. 15-10 is the score. SCOTUS with a five-point lead. St. Cecilia led early by six. There's a Chanel Farmer with the ball. Goes over on the wing to Libby Kissinger. She holds it. Kissinger on the wing. Down on the baseline now. That's Ernst. Cross-court pass comes over here. Alyssa Schropp moves it up more on the wing. Out of the top of the key, to Libby Kissinger. Kissinger moves it over to Farmer on the far sideline. Takes it down on the baseline. She's double-teamed there. Farmer jump pass back out on top to Kissinger. Now right side to Schropp. Lombs it inside. The ball's going to be intercepted. Intercepted there by Jordan Schoheim. Coming back the other way is going to be SCOTUS with the ball as they hustle into the forecourt. Kara Moore's got it. SCOTUS with a five-point lead, 15-10. We have played 3 minutes here in this third quarter. There's a Dresky from the free throw line. Her shot's going to be up there. It's going to be no good. The ball comes on the near sideline. It goes out of bounds. And they give the ball to SCOTUS. It happens right in front of Shamrock head coach Jared Ritter. So SCOTUS will play things in right here in front of the SCOTUS bench. There comes Claire Hamburger back into the ball game for St. Cecilia and Jamie Williams. Going out will be Schropp, and also coming to the bench is going to be Nicola. St. Cecilia non-existent so far tonight on offense. They've got 10 points through the first two and a half quarters of this ball game. They're trailing by a score of 15-10. Caitlin Ween will play things in now for SCOTUS. Gets it to Alyssa Fultz. She works outside the ring here against Farmer of St. Cecilia. Pass out to the top of the key to Carol Moore. Down to Fultz again. Alyssa Fultz has got 3 field goals and 6 points already for SCOTUS in this ball game. There's Dresky with the ball. Dribble penetration. Stops there at the elbow. Left side of the lane. The ball poked away and a foul is going to be called. Janelle Farmer picks up the personal foul. That's going to be your third. So Farmer now with 3. Olivia Thomas has got 3 fouls. That's the fourth team foul on St. Cecilia. But check that. The official scorers have only 2 fouls on Farmer. So 2 fouls now on Chanel. She'll stay in there. Columbus SCOTUS will play things in. As they get it to a Fultz. Fultz trying to penetrate. Throws it down in the baseline. That's going to be Schoheim with the ball. Schoheim down to Moore. Moore takes it over to Ween. Dribble penetration. Stops at the free throw line. Goes to Moore. Entry pass. They get it to Schoheim. Schoheim has got it on the baseline now. His shot is up and in. Jordan Schoheim dribbles out there to the left side and scores off of the baseline. And it is now 17-10 in favor of Columbus SCOTUS. Now we got a whistle underneath the hole. We got a elbowing foul here on St. Cecilia. They've got a personal foul under the hole here. It's going to go on St. Cecilia. It's going to go on Ernst. That's going to be your first team foul, number 5 on St. Cecilia in the second half of play. So now it's a 17-10 ball game. SCOTUS is on a, 13-0 run right now. A streak from the second quarter on in here to the third quarter. 17-10, a 7-point lead for SCOTUS. That's Alyssa Fultz as he dribbles behind her back, drives it down to baseline now. There's a pass down on the baseline to a Ween. Brings it back out of the wing to Kara Moore. Moore behind a screen from Dresky. Bounce pass goes down in the corner. On the right side, driving the baseline is Fultz. Loses control of the ball. It comes out to the near sideline. It goes out of bounds. And a turnover on the Shamrocks. So a turnover there on Columbus SCOTUS. That's their fifth of the ball game. Now St. Cecilia will play things in. 3:52 to play in the third quarter. The Hawkins have not scored so far here in this second half. Coming back will be Chanel Farmer with the ball for the Hawkins. Bounce pass goes over in the wing. On the left side to Sarah Gettert, who's back into the ball game, to Libby Kissinger. Kissinger on the left side now to Jamie Williams. And we got another whistle underneath the hole. And another foul is going to be called. Another foul here is going to go on Thomas of St. Cecilia. And that's going to be your fourth. So Olivia Thomas comes back into the ball game there for John Kyle and the Hawkins. And immediately gets hit with a personal foul here, her fourth foul, and John Kyle is riding the officials here on the near sideline. 17-10 is the score. That's the sixth team foul, and St. Cecilia in the second half. Thomas is going to stay into the ballgame now.
with the Hawkins trailing by a score of 17-10. There's a Kara Moore with the ball. Bounce pass comes over here on the wing on the left side to Jureski. Entry pass to get it to Shohan. Puts up a left-handed shot. It's going to be no good. Ball tapped around. It's loose in the lane. Picked up by Jureski. Jureski down to Shohan. Back outside the ring to Kara Moore as she hangs onto it. There's a Jureski again. Free throw line extended left side. Puts it on the floor. Dribbles to the baseline. Underneath the basket. A pass in the corner. The Fultz back out of the wing. There's a shot taken by Moore from 15. It's going to be no good. They try to save it. It goes out of bounds. It's going to be nice save there. Out of bounds. Jureski knocks it out with the shoulder there of Libby Kissinger. Out of bounds. And Columbus Scotus will play things in. And John Kyle again wants to call a timeout. 3 minutes to play here in the third quarter. Hastings St. Cecilia trailing by 7 points. We'll take a break with the score. Columbus Scotus 17. Hastings St. Cecilia 10.
The superheroes of service powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The E-Edition, Encore, HT Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
1230 KHAS.
In the second half, your St. Cecilia's turned the ball over four times. They've only attempted two shots. Meanwhile, Scotus has got 8 shots attempted here in the third quarter. They are 2 out of 8. They've got 3 turnovers. It's a 17-10 ball game. Scotus has scored 4 points here in the third. St. Cecilia has scored 0. In fact, the Hawkettes have not scored since early in the second quarter. We're now late in the third, 17-10, as the Hawkettes are down by 7 points here in the semifinals. Scotus will inbound the ball here on the near sideline. That's Kara Moore with it now. She works out here in 3-point territory against Kissinger. Moore gets into the hands of Jureski, moves it over on the right sideline to a wing. She holds on to it to Jureski inside the free throw circle. Retreats back out here to the top of the key. There's a pass down to Moore. It's on the baseline. It's good. Kara Moore scoring there after her second field goal of the ball game. It's now 19-10 in favor of Columbus Scotus. St. Cecilia back with the ball. Nikola comes out up top to Libby Kissinger. Down to Nikola here on the near sideline. Lob it into Ernst. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound Ernst. Follow shot no good, and she's fouling the play. So Ernst gets an offensive board there. Now she'll go to the free throw line for St. Cecilia. The personal foul is going to be whistled on. It's going to be whistled on the Scotus here. I think Jureski is the guilty party. No, it's going to be on Jordan Shohan. They were both there, and Jordan Shohan will pick up the personal foul. Ernst to the free throw line. Her shot is up there. It's no good. St. Cecilia now 0 out of 3 on free throws here in the third quarter. Did not have a free throw attempt in the first half. They missed all three of their opportunities here in the third quarter. It is still a 19-10 ball game. We're down to 2 minutes and 28 seconds to play here in the third. Next shot is up there by Ernst. It's good. So St. Cecilia finally breaks that long scoring drought here. It's 19-11 now with 2 minutes and 28 seconds to play. That was a 15-0 run, branching the second quarter to the third quarter. 15-0 run for Columbus Scotus. And now the Shamrocks have an 8-point lead at 19-11. Peyton Shohan is back into the ball game. She's got the ball. Here to Caitlin Wayne. The ball poked loose. She picked it up near the midcourt stripe. Down to Kara Moore to Fultz here on the near side. Down on the baseline. That's a Shohan with the ball. Entry basket inside. There's a shot by Wayne. It's no good. She's going to be fouled on the play. They get it right in front of the hole to Caitlin Wayne, and a personal foul can be called here on the St. Cecilia. It's going to go on Morgan Nicola. It's going to be her second. Thomas is on the bench for St. Cecilia. She's got 4 fouls in the ball game. So going to the free throw line is going to be Ween for Columbus Scotus. Caitlin Ween. Her shot is up there. The shot is going to be no good. Ween is a 66% foul shooter in the season. She is at 10 out of 15 coming into the ball game tonight. Again, Scotus as a team hitting 56% for the season. Scotus with a 19-11 lead. They led 13-10 at halftime. There's the next shot by Caitlin Ween. It's in the air. That shot is around the rim and down. Gets to the front lip and down through the hole. So Scotus has got 20 points on the board. Now with 2 minutes to play, as St. Cecilia comes back quickly to the ball. Claire Hamburger goes to Ernst on the high post. Out to Nikola. Nikola for 3. Shot is up there. It's around the rim. Falls out. No good. Down for the rebound and another foul is going to be called. This one is going to go on Scotus. It's going to go on Alyssa Fultz. That's going to be her third. St. Cecilia will play things in. Baseline left side. Underneath her own basket. Fultz is going to come out now. Coming back into the ball game for Scotus is going to be Stephanie
Jareski. So now Farmer getting ready to inbound, but before we do, we got Libby Kissinger off of the bench. She's going to check in for Hamburg. So now Chanel Farmer will inbound the ball baseline right side underneath their own basket. 20-11 is the score. The Shamrocks have the lead here. Farmer looking to inbound. There's a pass down in the corner on the left side. Morgan Nikla puts it on the floor, dribbles up high, now drives it down the left side of the lane. Gives it away to Getter, takes it to the free throw line, hands it away. Libby Kissinger just inside the ring. Libby goes over to Nikla on the high post to Ernst. Ernst comes over here on the right wing. That's going to be Sarah Getter to the free throw line. Nikla shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Ball comes to the near sideline. It's going to be picked up there by Jareski. Jareski down to Jordan Chauhan. 90 seconds to play here in the third quarter in the semifinals of the Centennial Conference basketball tournament. There's Kara Moore getting away from Farmer. Gets it into the forecourt. Loses it on the right side to Jareski. Jareski trying to get away from Farmer again. Gets it under control. Comes out to Kara Moore. Moore dribbles to the top of the key against Libby Kissinger. Double team. Bounce pass goes over to Caitlin Ween. Ween now to Kara Moore. Moves it down in the baseline. That's Chauhan with the ball. This is Peyton Chauhan looking to drive that baseline and can't do it against Nikla. There's a bounce pass down low. They get it to Jordan Chauhan. Jordan is double teamed. Bounce pass comes out here on top to Caitlin Ween. Moves it on the right sideline to Jareski. Her pass is loose. It comes to the near sideline. It goes out of bounds. That's going to be St. Cecilia ball. And turnover there on Scotus. Turnover number six on the Shamrocks as they work against the St. Cecilia man-to-man defense. End of the ball game now for the Hawkettes will be Alyssa Schropp. 47.4 seconds to play here in the third quarter. It's Columbus Scotus out on top of St. Cecilia by a score of 20-11. Shamrocks looking for their second straight win over St. Cecilia this season. They open the year with a 33-27 victory over the Hawkettes. That game was played at the Chapman Gym. St. Cecilia down here by 9 points. They've got the ball at their offensive end. Libby Kissinger down on the baseline, puts it on the floor, dribbles up high on the block. They get it to Alyssa Schropp, down to a Chanel Farmer, dribbles to the free throw line, bounce pass down to Schropp on the baseline, looking to penetrate, can't do it, gives it away to Farmer again. She takes the ball down on the baseline with a dribble, pass out on top again to Schropp, down to Farmer on the wing on the left side, down on the baseline. That's going to be Ernst with the ball. Ernst out to Libby Kissinger, drives it down the left side of the lane, pass down low to Farmer, shot no good, but she's found on the play. Nice pass by Kissinger to Farmer, who was sliding in from the left corner toward the goal. And Farmer is fouled on the play here by Columbus Scotus. Kara Moore picks up the foul. That's going to be her second. Team foul number four on the Shamrocks here in this second half of play. And going to the free throw line will be Chanel Farmer. Shot is up there. It's good. That is the first point of the night for Chanel Farmer. And it comes with 7.4 seconds to play here in the third quarter. So Chanel scores her first point at late in the third quarter. Second shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Columbus Scotus here in backcourt. Jordan Chauhan has got it down the right sideline. There's a Jareski. She can't get up a shot away before the horn sounds. And that is the end of the third quarter of play. So St. Cecilia scored just 2 points. They were outscored 7-2 in the third quarter. And the Hawkettes now trailing by 8 as they head into the fourth and final quarter. It's Columbus Scotus 20, Hastings St. Cecilia 12.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Say it with flowers from Bob's Ass Flowers. Bob's Ass Flowers has beautiful, fresh flowers, single blooms, vibrant bouquets, green plants, and many more unique gifts for your home and business decor. Weddings and special occasions, too. Bob's Ass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings, open Monday through Saturday.
Witt Plumbing does residential, commercial, and farm plumbing. From new construction, remodeling repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, water heaters and softeners, septic tank installation, and video sewer inspections. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas Avenue, Hastings.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings St. Cecilia has gone nearly 12 minutes without hitting a field goal in this ballgame. Hawkins scored two free throws in the third quarter. They got outscored by the Shamrocks 7-2. And now Scotus has an 8-point lead, 20-12. St. Cecilia with the ball. Chanel Farmer drives it in the lane. Her pass is going to be deflected. It goes to the far sideline. St. Cecilia ball. And St. Cecilia hit a field goal with about 4 minutes to play in the second quarter. They haven't scored since.
They have seen a six-point lead disappear, and now the Hawkeyes are trailing by 8, 20-12. They went 12 minutes without hitting a field goal. They scored 2 free throws in that third quarter. They went 2 out of 6 in the free throw line. So now Farmer has been held to only 1 point here in the ballgame. Jamie Williams with the ball for St. Cecilia. After Libby Kissinger on the wing. Two-handed pass goes over to Hamburger on the far side. Hamburger takes it to the free throw line, gives it up. Now to Farmer. Farmer stops there at the stripe. Looking. Finally gives it out to Hamburger out here in 3-point territory. This defense for Columbus SCOTUS, tougher than a $2 steak. There's an entry pass that's going to be tipped away, and it's going to be picked up here by Jordan Shohan. Turnover number 9 on St. Cecilia. Now the Shamrocks have the ball back again with 7:16 to play in the ball game. It's 20-12. There's Alyssa Fultz with the ball on the wing on the left side. The ball poked away, picked up by Fultz, drives the ball toward the goal. Shot is up there, good. Alyssa Fultz scoring. She got 8 points in the ball game now. It's a 22-12 ball game now. As the Shamrocks have a 10-point lead, and against this defense, that will be tough to overcome. There's a Claire Hamburger with the ball. Two-handed pass comes out on top. Farmer has got it. Dribbles it to the free throw line. Puts up a shot. It's up there. Rim top no good. Rebound is loose. Hamburger has got it. Double team on the right side of the lane. Dribbles away from traffic out here. Gets it out to Libby Kissinger. Kissinger holds the ball. Still a man-to-man defense here for SCOTUS. Kissinger drives it to the free throw line. Down the lane she goes. And a blocking foul is going to be called here on SCOTUS as Kissinger took the ball to the hole there for St. Cecilia. So we're going to have a personal foul called here on Stephanie Jureski of Columbus SCOTUS. That's going to be her first. Here comes Thomas back into the ball game now for St. Cecilia. She will play with 4 fouls. And now John Kyle wants to call another timeout. The coach beside himself is trying to get a field goal to go down here this afternoon. We've got 6 minutes and 32 seconds to play in this fourth quarter. It's Columbus SCOTUS 22, Hastings St. Cecilia 12.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL Luxury 5th Wheels, Palomino Fold-Down Camping Trailers, Coachman 5th Wheels, Travel Trailers, Class A and Class C Motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
The Hawkeyes hitting 4 out of 18 from the field in this ballgame for 22%. They have went nearly 14 minutes now without hitting a field goal. 2 free throws in the second half for the Hawkeyes, and they have fallen behind on a score of 22-12. Hastings St. Cecilia 12-4 in the season. They are ranked number 3 in Class C1. Columbus SCOTUS coming in here with a mark of 10 wins and 5 losses. They are ranked number 4. St. Cecilia will play things in underneath their own basket here. Farmer looking to get it in. She does to Hamburger in the corner here on the right side. Hamburger puts the ball high above her head, takes it to the elbow, right side of the lane. Gives it out here, now to Farmer, now to Morgan Nikla. Nikla working with the ball. Comes back out into 3-point territory on the dribble down the near sideline. Goes the other way now. That's Farmer with the ball. Entry pass to get it to Thomas. Turns around, moves it to throw. The ball goes out of bounds. 10 turnovers on St. Cecilia. Hawkeyes 4 out of 18 from the field, 22%. SCOTUS 8 out of 25 for 32% in the ball game. St. Cecilia 2 out of 8 on 3-pointers in the ball game. 1 out of 1 for Columbus SCOTUS. Rebounds right now. SCOTUS has got 12. St. Cecilia's got 14. 22-12 is the score. SCOTUS with the ball back in their offensive zone. Fultz has got it. Here on the right side, here's a pass out on top. It's going to be deflected. It's going to be brought down by Libby Kissinger. 7th turnover. Here's Farmer with the ball now. Her pass in the lane is going to be intercepted. Intercepted right back by Jordan Shohan at the 11th turnover on St. Cecilia. So it's still a 10-point ball game, 22-12 here in the semifinals. And now Columbus SCOTUS wants to call a timeout. SCOTUS wants to pack things over. 5 minutes and 41 seconds to play now here in the fourth quarter. We'll take a break with a score. SCOTUS 22, St. Cecilia 12.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings, 207 South Burlington, is the place for all your rehabilitation needs. PTSR offers a wide variety of services, including orthopedic, neurologic, and sports injury rehabilitation. A certified hand specialist is available for the more delicate upper extremity injuries. Aquatic therapy and balance training is also available. A certified athletic trainer is on staff as well. PTSR has a strong industrial services division providing physical and functional capacity testing, as well as drug and alcohol screening. Please visit our website at www.ptsrhastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will with high school basketball here tonight on 1230 KHIS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Your internet streaming brought to you by Hastings College. Nationally ranked athletics, nationally known academics. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. Hastings St. Cecilia trailing in the ball game by a score of 22-12. It's going to be SCOTUS inbounding the ball following the timeout from their head coach, Jared Ritter. So SCOTUS will play things in. That's a Fultz with the ball now to Akira Moore. St. Cecilia scored two free throws so far in the second half. That is it. They're hitting only 22% from the floor in the ball game. Here's SCOTUS with the ball deep in the corner, and now we got a Dreske knocks the ball after the leg of a St. Cecilia defender. That was Kissinger. She was trapped down there in the corner. That's going to be Caitlin Ween inbounding the ball here for the Shamrocks. The winner plays for the championship here in the Centennial Conference Tournament at 4:15 on Saturday afternoon. St. Cecilia, the defending champions here in this tournament. Here's a Dreske. There's a pass out on top as they get it to Kara Moore. Now in the high post to Jordan Shohan. They move it back around to Dreske on the baseline on the left side. Double team. Pass out to Shohan. Moves it over on the right side to Kara Moore. A pass back to the left wing. That's going to be Fultz. Down low again. Dreske has got it. She is double teamed. And now we got a foul is going to be called in St. Cecilia. A foul is going to be called here on St. Cecilia. It'll be a one-and-one situation now for Columbus SCOTUS as the foul is going to go on Caitlin Ernst. That's going to be your second. So coming into the ball game now for the Hawkettes will be Jamie Williams. Going out will be Ernst. Going to the free throw line for SCOTUS will be Stephanie Dreske. She is two out of free throw line tonight. She'll have a one-and-one situation here. She's a 58% foul shooter in the season, and her shot is up there. The shot is off of the mark. It is no good. Rebound comes down to Williams. So St. Cecilia is still trailing by 10 points, 22-12. We played 3 minutes here in this fourth quarter. St. Cecilia has gone 15 minutes now without hitting a field goal here in this ballgame. Here's Chanel Farmer with the ball just to the right of the circle to Morgan Nicola. Drives the baseline, puts it up and scores. Morgan Nicola scoring there for St. Cecilia, and she scores at the 4:43 mark of this fourth quarter. And now we got an official's timeout here. We have a timeout called here. Looks like somebody might have some blood maybe coming. Stephanie Dreske's going to have to come to the sideline. Now Dreske's got some blood coming from her knee. The officials call the timeout to get her off of the floor. So it's 22-14 now. St. Cecilia finally hits the field goal. So they score. They go with about 15 minutes without hitting a field goal in the ball game. They finally get one here in the fourth quarter with 4:43 to go. Now SCOTUS comes back with an 8-point lead, 22-14. There's a Peyton Shohan with the ball. Comes out here in the three-point territory to Fultz. Mishandles the ball, but gets it under control. Goes to Moore. Moore's got it on the deep wing. Down in the corner, that's going to be Caitlin Ween with the ball. Now to Moore again on the far sideline. Moore sends it back down to Ween in the corner of the right side. St. Cecilia now in his zone defense. Out to Fultz, dribbling down the left side of the lane. To Shohan. Down to a Jordan Shohan at the free-throw line. Back outside to Kara Moore. Comes over here to a Fultz. Free-throw line extended left side. Bombs it back out here in the three-point territory to Moore. And now SCOTUS running some clock here with 4 minutes to play. In this fourth quarter, we got a kicking violation now in St. Cecilia. A kicking violation called here with 3:58 to play in this fourth quarter. High school basketball here tonight from Lincoln Christian High School. The winners again play in the championship ball game on Saturday afternoon at 4:15. They'll play either Aquinas or Concordia. That ball game is coming up next. There's a SCOTUS with the ball on the high post as they get it out here to Kara Moore again. Her pass is deflected out of bounds. St. Cecilia getting their hands on a lot of balls out here, but they can't come down with it. They need the basketball here. There comes Dreske back into the ball game now, replacing Peyton Shohan. 3 minutes and 46 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter, 22-14. Thomas is going to check out. Here comes Caitlin Ernst into the ball game now for St. Cecilia. Thomas is playing with four personal fouls. Alyssa Fultz has got the ball now for SCOTUS here in backcourt. Brings it into the offensive zone. The feed down the near sideline to Dreske. She's double-teamed over there. Stephanie Dreske dribbles between a couple of defenders, and now a foul is going to be called. A foul here will go on St. Cecilia. And the personal is going to be whistled on Kissinger, and that's going to be her second. So going to the free-throw line will be Stephanie Dreske. She is 2 out of 5 from the free-throw line here in this ballgame. Again, a 58% foul shooter. She'll have a one-and-one situation here. That's the 19th foul in St. Cecilia here in this second half. SCOTUS has got 5. Shot from the free throw line is up and in by Dreske. Tanasi's got 3 points in the ball game. He'll toe the mark for another one. Skoda's now with a 9-point lead again at 23-14. Their biggest lead has been 10 points. Here's the second shot. It's up there. It's good. And we're back to a 10-point lead, 24-14. And here's the inbound pass. It's going to be Ernst stepping over the end line. Caitlin Ernst stepping over the end line for St. Cecilia. So a turnover in the Hawkins. That's number 12 in the ball game. So it's a 10-point ball game, and Scotus will inbound from underneath their own basket. Foltz comes way out on top to Kara Moore. The ball is deflected. Jump ball is going to be called. Arrow is pointing in favor of Scotus, so the Shamrocks will maintain control here. And again, they will play things in this time on the near sideline. 3 minutes and 31 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. This ball game was 13-10 in favor of Scotus at halftime. It is now 24-14, and St. Cecilia scored just 4 points. One field goal and two free throws in the second half for the Hawkettes. Here's Kara Moore with the ball. A pass between the rings to Jordan Shohan. She's double team. There's a bounce pass over to Kara Moore again over on the right side to Foltz. Lobs it down low on the baseline. The Ween. She's double team. Brings it back out to Foltz. Foltz down to Shohan. Over here on the left side to Kara Moore. Moore out here in 3-point territory. A pass to Alyssa Foltz. As the Scotus is running some clock, you're going to force St. Cecilia to foul. We're down to 3 minutes to play in the ball game. It's a 10-point lead for Scotus. Bombs it down in the corner. That's a Ween with the ball. Ween, bounce pass comes over here to Foltz. Cross-court pass comes from the near side to Jureski. Entry pass, they get it to a Jordan Shohan. Down in the baseline again to Jureski. She goes up, her shot good, and she fouls. Stephanie Jureski scoring there for Columbus Scotus as they work the ball around and finally find Jureski right in front of the hole there. And a personal foul is going to be called, and Libby Kissinger, that's going to be your third. So Stephanie Jureski will go to the free throw line again for Scotus. She's got 6 points in the ball game, and now Scotus has their biggest lead of the ball game now at 26-14. End of the ball game for St. Cecilia will be Gettert. Coming out will be Libby Kissinger. Stephanie Jureski to the free throw line here for Scotus. Again, she'll toe the mark. She's 4 out of 7 from the free throw line in this ball game tonight. Her shot is up there. It's good. So a 3-point play there, and Scotus is out on top now by 13 points. It is 27-14. Chanel Farmer with the ball for St. Cecilia over in the wing on the right side. Morgan Nicola now to Ernst. Ernst looking, comes over here on the right side of the lane. Sarah Gettert got to Chanel Farmer, drives it down the left side of the lane. She's cut off there, gets it to Jamie Williams. She drives for the hole, and a foul is going to be called. Williams took the ball down the lane there for the Hawkins, and she draws a personal foul. And now Jamie Williams. We'll go to the free throw line here. She's fouled in the act of shooting. Personal foul is going to be whistled on Scotus. The foul is going to go on Jordan Shohan. That's going to be her second. Williams in the free throw line. She's 4 out of 4 in this Centennial Conference tournament. She hit 4 the other night, and she cans one right here. But now she's got 3 points in the ball game. Williams now hitting 56% from the stripe on the season. St. Cecilia's cut the lead to a dozen now. It is 27-15 with 2 minutes and 28 seconds to play. There's the second shot. That's up there. It's good. So Williams 2 out of 2 here in this ball game, and she's going to check out. Ernst is going to check out. Here comes a Schrapp back in there. Claire Hamburger comes in now for St. Cecilia. The ball back here will be Caitlin Ween for Scotus. Gets it into Foltz. 27-16 is the score. St. Cecilia down by 11 points now. That's Alyssa Foltz in the center of the floor. Dribbles to the free throw line. The ball poked away. It is loose, and a foul is to be called. A foul here will go on Scotus. That's going to go on Alyssa Foltz. That's going to be her fourth. So Foltz now with 4 fouls. Coming back into the ball game for St. Cecilia will be Jamie Williams. That's going to be team foul number 7 on Scotus. So now we're going to have some free throws for the Hawkettes. And going to the line for St. Cecilia is going to be Claire Hamburger. Hamburger, 2 out of 2 this season on free throws. Gets her third chance right here. And the shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound is loose. It goes to the far sideline. Scotus basketball. Coming up after the ball game tonight, we'll have our player of the game. Then we'll have our coaches' post-game show before we get out of here. St. Cecilia is down by 11 points in this ball game. It is 27-16. As they will inbound the ball here. It's going to be tipped right back out of bounds. That's a Farmer getting her hands on it there for St. Cecilia. So Scotus will play things in. This is Caitlin Ween looking to trigger things in. Schrapp will guard the inbound player here. Bounce pass comes into Kara Moore in backcourt against Hamburger. Races into the offensive zone here now. Comes to the left side of the floor. Back out here in 3-point territory. Double dribble violation. That's the 8th turnover now in Columbus Scotus. So the Shamrocks with a couple of turnovers down the stretch here. St. Cecilia will play things in with 2 minutes and 7 seconds to play. Still an 11-point ball game at 27-16. Larry Hamburger will inbound the ball here for the Hawkettes. Hamburger will get things in now to Farmer. The defending Class C1 state champions, the Centennial Conference tournament champions, in trouble here. As we hit the two-minute markers, Farmer circling around to the basket. She goes. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Ball tapped around. It's picked up here on the near sideline, and now we got a foul called. Picked up by Stroff here on the near side, and she was hit on the play. And a foul here will go on Scotus. It's going to go on Jordan Shohan. That's going to be her third. Going to the free throw line for St. Cecilia will be Alyssa Stroff. As a scramble came to the near sideline, Stroff is fouling the play. 87% foul shooter on the season. She is 7 out of 8 from the line. Her shot is up there, and it's going to be around the rim and down. It's the high jump off of the rim there, right down through the hole. And it's now a 10-point ball game at 27-17. Still some time left here. 1 minute and 52 seconds to play. Next shot by Stroop is in and out and back in again. So now we're down to a 9-point ball game. It's a three-possession contest, 27-18. St. Cecilia applying some pressure back here in backcourt, and now we get a timeout called from Columbus Scotus. As they were having trouble inbounding the ball, Caitlin Ween having troubles to trigger things in. So we got a timeout. There's still hope here for Hastings St. Cecilia. A minute and 52 seconds to play. Here in the fourth quarter, it's Columbus Scotus 27, St. Cecilia 18.
Relax. It's Rheem. If you're looking for the most economical, energy-efficient way to heat and cool your home, you can relax with the Rheem heat pump. Rheem heat pumps keep your home as comfortable as ordinary cooling and heating systems, but cost less to operate, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem heat pumps at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street, Hastings. Call 462-9190. 1230 KHAS.
St. Cecilia is still with only one field goal here in the second half. The rest have been free throws. St. Cecilia has scored 8 points. So they've had 6 free throws, 1 field goal here in the second half. St. Cecilia went from the 4:37 mark in the second quarter until the 4:45 mark of the third quarter without hitting a field goal. Or the fourth quarter, excuse me. That went from 4:37 in the second quarter to 4:45 of the fourth quarter without hitting a field goal. And I've seen a 6-point lead disappear. But now it's going to be Scotus inbounding the ball here in backcourt. They're leading by a score of 27-18 here in the semifinals. As a Ween will inbound the ball to get it to Folt. She is double teamed, gets it back to Ween. Ween will bring it up down the near sideline, cuts back to the center of the floor, and a traveling violation. A traveling violation is called here on Caitlin Ween. That's 9 turnovers now in Scotus. So despite how poorly St. Cecilia has played in this ball game, it's still just a 3-possession ball game, 3 threes here, and St. Cecilia will be right back into the contest. However, might be a big chore as St. Cecilia scored just 1 field goal here in the second half of play. Here's Hamburger with the ball at the top of the 3-point circle. Gets it away to Nicola. Nicola brings it back to Claire Hamburger. Hamburger back to Nicola, throws up a 3-pointer. Shot is up there. It's going to be off of the mark. No good. Down for the rebound. Brought down by Fultz. She's knocked down into play. Now, wait a minute. We got one official calling a traveling violation, and that's what's going to stand. Traveling violation called on Fultz as he falls down in the lane. Here comes Ernst into the ball game now, replacing Hamburger. St. Cecilia will play things in from underneath their own basket, trailing 27-18. Here's Farmer with the ball. Gets it down on the baseline. That's going to be Williams. Williams works left side of the lane, kicks it back out to Morgan Nicholas. She drives it toward the goal. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And what do we have here? We got an offensive foul, an illegal screen set up out there. It's going to go on Nicola. And John Kyle can't believe that one. It's not an illegal screen. It's going to be a push off by Nicola driving the ball in the hole. That is going to be the third foul on Morgan Nicola. A turnover on St. Cecilia. So now the Shamrocks will get the ball here in the backcourt with a minute and 15 seconds to play. Intercession by Farmer. Farmer has got it down to Nicola. Now we got a foul called. Scotus again turning the ball away there as Farmer got the interception, got it to Nicola. And Morgan has fouled the play here in backcourt. It's going to go on Caitlin Ween. That's going to be your first. So now Morgan Nicola will go to the free throw line here for St. Cecilia. Morgan Nicola to the line. Morgan so far. This is her first chance at a free throw. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. The rebound comes down. That's going to be Shohan with the ball. She falls down with a play. And now we got Columbus Scotus calling the timeout. Shohan came down with a rebound and lost her footing there right side of the lane. She falls on top of the ball. But a timeout is called here by Columbus Scotus with a minute and 6 seconds to play in the ball game here. We'll take a break with the score. Scotus 27, St. Cecilia 18.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling. Bill Hamburger Remodeling at BillHamburgerRemodeling.com. Bill Hamburger Remodeling will help you with residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, and even snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551. Visit the showroom for a great selection of windows, siding, and shingles. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings is a proud supporter of Hastings and area athletes and teams.
1230 KHAS.
Well, it's not been St. Cecilia's night here in this one. They've got just 18 points on the board. St. Cecilia, a team that's averaging 46.8 on the season. They're trailing 27-18 here in the semifinals in the Centennial Conference basketball tournament. Pressure again by St. Cecilia here in backcourt. Dribbling with the ball is Caitlin Ween. She brings it into the offensive zone down the near sideline. Now stops. The ball is going to be swatted away, and a jump ball is going to be called. And the arrow is going to be pointing in favor of St. Cecilia. So there's another turnover in the Shamrocks. St. Cecilia doing a good job here the past couple of minutes on this this pressure in backcourt. The Shamrocks have been unable to get a good look at the basket down here for the past several minutes. St. Cecilia unable to capitalize, though, offensively. Under a minute to play. It's 27-18. This is Claire Hamburger with the ball for St. Cecilia. Moves it over in the wing. Her shot from three is up there. It's going to be way off the mark. They'll get the ball poked out of bounds. That's going to be Scotus basketball. So again, Columbus Scotus will play things in here in backcourt. 44.3 seconds to play here in the ball game. Here comes Alyssa Schropp down to the scorer's table. She's going to check in for Ernst. So playing the ball in again will be Caitlin Ween back here for Scotus. A long pass down to four. Jordan Schohan catches up with it, and now she drives for the hole. We're going to have an intentional foul called here on Jamie Williams. Schohan trying to catch up with the ball. She had her hands on it, and then a push from behind by Jamie Williams, and an intentional foul there on Williams. So Jamie picks up her first, and now it's going to be Jordan Schohan going to the free throw line here for Columbus Scotus with 42.9 seconds to play in this ball game. Schohan is 60% foul shooter. Shot is up there. The shot no good. Because of the intentional foul, nobody around the free throw lane right now. And then Scotus will get the ball back here. Jordan Schohan has got 4 points in the ball game against the St. Cecilia defense, averages 9.7. Here comes Gettert back into the ball game for St. Cecilia. Williams will come out. So 42.9 seconds to go, 27-18. Scotus with the lead. Jordan Schohan eyes the bucket. Shot is up there. The shot no good, so she misses both free throws. But now Scotus will get the ball back because of the intentional foul. Scotus will play things in underneath their own basket. So Columbus Scotus looking for their second win of the season over St. Cecilia. They beat him to begin the regular season 33-27 back there in December. Now leading 27-18 after jumping out to a 13-10 second quarter advantage. There's a feed inside to Fultz, and she's going to be fouled into play. Alyssa Fultz now goes to the free throw line here for Scotus. So just one field goal for St. Cecilia in the second half. Sarah Gettert picks up the personal foul. One field goal, the rest free throws by the Hawkeyes. They have scored 8 points here in the second half. So Fultz to the free throw line. As Alyssa puts it up there, the shot is good. Just going against St. Cecilia, goes nearly 16 minutes of the ball game, second, third, on into the fourth quarter without hitting a field goal. They've had just one field goal since the first quarter, or since early in the second quarter. The second free throw is up there and in by Fultz. There's the ball. It's going to be poked away by Fultz at the mid-court stripe. She drives for the hole. Shot is up there. It's no good, but she's found in the play. And Alyssa Fultz will go back to the free throw line here. Chanel Farmer picks up the personal foul for St. Cecilia. That's going to be her third. 29-18 is the score with 31.3 seconds to play in this basketball game. Alyssa Fultz back to the line. That's going to be team foul number 10 on St. Cecilia. So this will be a two-shot foul. It's up there. It's good. Here comes Josie Jackson into the ball game now for St. Cecilia, replacing Alyssa Schropp. So it's going to be Alyssa Fultz going back to the free throw line for the second of two right here. Scotus now with a 30-18 lead over St. Cecilia. Here comes the next shot. It's up there, in and out. It falls off. No good. Rebound, Hawkeyes. Morgan Nicola with the ball for St. Cecilia. Has it poked away again by Fultz. The scramble is on. Now Farmer has got it. Farmer back in the offensive zone. Throws up a shot inside the free throw circle. It's going to be short. Rebound comes down to Fultz, and she's going to be fouled into play. Fouled into play here by Caitlin Ernst of St. Cecilia. That's her second. So a tough night for Chanel Farmer. She was held without a field goal in the ball game tonight with just one free throw. She's the leading scorer for the Hawkettes. Now John Kyle is going to clear the bench here with 17.5 seconds to go. Alyssa Fultz will go to the free throw line again. Her shot is up there. It's good. It's another free throw. She's now 4 out of 5 from the free throw line. She'll get one more. 12 points in the ball game for Fultz. And now both coaches are going to clear the bench here. And it's going to be Columbus Scotus playing for the Centennial Conference Basketball Tournament Championship on the Saturday afternoon. They will go at 4:15 on Saturday, and they'll take on either Concordia or Aquinas. Those two teams anxiously waiting here, and they'll hit the floor after this ball game tonight. Next shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to St. Cecilia. Hawkettes back with the ball, back in their offensive zone, as they are trailing in the ball game by a score of 31-18. There's a Schwenker. She puts up a shot from three-point territory. No good. Grabbed here on the near sideline there by Peyton Schohan. Peyton gets it in the hands now of Anuka, and that's the ball game. 31-18 as Columbus Scotus absolutely shuts down Hastings St. Cecilia in this ball game tonight. The Hawkettes scoring just 8 points in the second half of this ball game, and they go a long, long way without hitting a field goal, and that was pretty much the difference in the ball game. As St. Cecilia had that early 10-4 lead in the second quarter, and it was all lights out as Scotus comes back, grabs a 13-10 advantage by halftime. They go on to win by a score of 31-18 over the Hawkettes here tonight. We'll come back and check the scoring right after this.
The clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings, your experts in glass repair and replacement. The Auto Glass Experts, Jeff Fitzke, Brent Voderstrauss, and Fred Calabro, will come to you. The mobile service number, 402-463-0025. It's easy, it's convenient. Get those rock chips repaired to avoid more damage or cracking. A reminder from the Auto Glass Experts, one block east of Custom Pack, 405 West J Street, Hastings, and online at autoglassexperts@windstream.net.
Jackson's Floor Service has moved to 219 North Lexington in Hastings, on the corner of 3rd and Lexington. Jackson's Floor Service does commercial and residential installation of carpet, vinyl, ceramic tile, laminate, and pre-finished wood. Call Jim and Greg at 402-462-9336 or 462-0968. Jackson's Floor Service supports the local and area athletes and teams and wishes them good luck this season. Jackson's Floor Service, now located at 219 North Lexington in Hastings.
Precision Heating and Air Conditioning is your Lennox dealer in Hastings. Whether it's the industry's most innovative heating and cooling systems, heat pumps, air quality systems, or other proven Lennox products, you and your family will enjoy the all-year-round quality comfort. Call Tom Wissing in Hastings, 402-463-6061 for more information on Lennox products, warranties, tax credits, rebates, and more. 463-6061. Lennox dealers are independently owned and operated businesses. Precision Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, Lennox. Innovation never felt so good.
1230 KHAS.
All right, Mike Will back here at Lincoln Christian High School, the Centennial Conference Basketball Tournament from 1230 KHAS. The Hawkettes not able to defend their championship here for the 2011-2012 season. Beaten tonight by Columbus Scotus by a score of 31-18. St. Cecilia had a 7-4 lead after the first quarter. Hawks got out to a 10-4 advantage early in the second quarter, and then it was lights out. St. Cecilia then goes 16 minutes without hitting a field goal in the ball game. They trailed 13-10 at halftime, trailed 20-12 by the end of the third quarter. St. Cecilia had only 2 free throws in the third quarter. They finally got a field goal at the 4:43 mark of the fourth quarter. By then it was 22-14. Scotus hangs on to beat St. Cecilia tonight by a score of 31-18. Hawkettes in the second half, 1 field goal, 6 free throws. That is it offensively for this Hawkette offense against a very stingy defense from Columbus Scotus. So St. Cecilia will fall to 12 wins and 5 losses on the season. Columbus Scotus is now 11-5, and Scotus will play for the championship coming up on Saturday afternoon at 4:15 against either Concordia or Aquinas. Those teams are going to be playing here in the 7:45 matchup here at Lincoln Christian. St. Cecilia obviously not a whole lot of scoring in the ball game tonight. Libby Kissinger hit a couple of field goals and 6 points in the ball game tonight. We had 4 points from Jamie Williams on a field goal. She was 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. Morgan Nicola hit a couple of free throws, and she was 0 out of 1, and she was 0 out of 1 from the free throw line for 4. Alyssa Schropp, 2 out of 2 from the free throw line for 2. Chanel Farmer, 1 out of 2 from the free throw line for 1 point. And Caitlin Ernst, 1 out of 2 from the free throw line for 1.
St. Cecilia 6 out of 11 from the free throw line in the ball game tonight. Columbus Scotus was 10 out of 20 from the line. They got 12 points from Alyssa Fultz. She had 4 field goals, and she was 4 out of 6 from the line. 7 points from Stephanie Jareski. She had a field goal, and she was 5 out of 8 from the free throw line. Then 3 players with 4 points each. Carol Moore had 2 field goals, 4 points. Jordan Shohan, 2 field goals, 4 points. She was 0 out of 2 from the free throw line. Caitlin Ween had a 3-pointer, and she was 1 out of 2 from the free throw line and 4 points. The point of the story is, that'd be a big one. St. Cecilia goes 16 minutes of the ball game without hitting a field goal. And by that time, the game was out of reach. And St. Cecilia really now got their offense cranked up here tonight. They scored 18 points in the ball game, and they were beaten by Columbus Scotus by a score of 31-18. Stick around. We got the player of the game coming up next in the coach's postgame show as high school basketball continues on 1230 KHAS.
Play-by-play has been brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters. Local business, supporting local youth and local athletics. Stay tuned because the post-game shows are up next on Hastings Link to local high school sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
Farm Bureau Financial Services makes insurance simple. Knowing your loved ones will be taken care of can give you peace of mind. Count on your local Farm Bureau agent to help determine the life insurance that's right for you. Trust Farm Bureau to help protect what you value most, your loved ones. Call Marty DeMuth and Hastings today and see how to make insurance simple. Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company, Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services LLC affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Home. It's the people you cherish, the things and places familiar to you. Home is where friendships take shape and memories are made. Home is sometimes where life takes a turn. When the unexpected happens, it's the people around you who matter most. You can rely on the people of Mary Lanning Memorial Healthcare to care for you in times of change. Mary Lanning Memorial Healthcare. Here for you. Close to home.
This is the Player of the Game, brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street in Hastings.
Back here at Lincoln Christian High School again, Hastings St. Cecilia drops this one tonight to Columbus Scotus to score 31-18. This is the Player of the Game on 1230 KHIS. Again, offensively, not much here for St. Cecilia tonight. Libby Kissinger leading the way. She had 6 points in the ball game. Morgan Nicola had 4. Jamie Williams came through with 4 points in the ball game. Played great defense all night long here tonight. Alyssa Schropp also scoring a couple of points in the ball game and played a pretty good defense for St. Cecilia. And we'll come back and name our player of the game right after this.
Relax. It's Rheem. If you're looking for the most economical, energy-efficient way to heat and cool your home, you can relax with the Rheem heat pump. Rheem heat pumps keep your home as comfortable as ordinary cooling and heating systems, but cost less to operate, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem heat pumps at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street, Hastings. Call 462-9190.
So again, St. Cecilia dropping this one here tonight by a score of 31-18. Our player of the game tonight is going to be Libby Kissinger. St. Cecilia had only 5 field goals all night long tonight. Kissinger had 2 of those, and they were both from 3-point territory. She ends up with 6 points in the ball game and had 1 rebound for the Hawkettes. But in a losing cause here tonight is Columbus Scotus beat Hastings St. Cecilia by a score of 31-18. Libby Kissinger will be our player of the game tonight for the Hawkettes. Stick around. The coach's postgame show is up next. You're listening to High School Basketball.
The Player of the Game has been brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, your local Rheem dealer at 701 West 1st Street. Give them a call at 462-9190. Stay tuned because the coach's postgame show is coming up next on Hastings Link to local high school sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
Is your furnace ready for a long, harsh Nebraska winter? Call Beeman's Appliance today to have your heating system cleaned and serviced by our qualified trained technicians. Beeman's carries several brands of heating systems such as Carrier and American Standard, but services all makes and models. And don't forget, Beeman's also sells new and used appliances. To schedule your furnace clean and service, or for a free estimate on a new heating system, call Beeman's today at 402-462-2311.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling. Bill Hamburger Remodeling at BillHamburgerRemodeling.com. Bill Hamburger Remodeling will help you with residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, and even snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551. Visit the showroom for a great selection of windows, siding, and shingles. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings is a proud supporter of Hastings and area athletes and teams.
Our post-game coverage continues with Nothing But Net, brought to you by the Auto Glass Experts at 405 West J Street in Hastings. For mobile service, call 463-0025.
Hey, we're back here at the Lincoln Christian High School here tonight against St. Cecilia, dropping this one to Columbus Scotus by a score of 31-18. Got the final numbers into the ball game tonight for St. Cecilia. The Hawkins hitting only 5 out of 25 field goals in the contest tonight for 20%. Columbus Scotus was 10 out of 27 for 37%. St. Cecilia was 2 out of 11 on three-pointers tonight for 18%. Columbus Scotus 1 out of 1 for 100%. On free throws, St. Cecilia was 6 out of 14 for 43%. And Columbus Scotus was 10 out of 20 for 50%. The rebounds, about the only thing St. Cecilia won tonight. That was 19 rebounds for the Hawkettes. Columbus Scotus had 14. St. Cecilia won on the offensive glass 7-4. St. Cecilia had 17 turnovers in the ball game compared to 12 for Columbus Scotus. The Hawkettes had 4 steals compared to 10 for Columbus Scotus. And no block shots for either team here tonight. And Columbus Scotus wins it over Hastings St. Cecilia by a score of 31-18. We'll take a break and come back. You're listening to High School Basketball.
The clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings, your experts in glass repair and replacement. The Auto Glass Experts, Jeff Finske, Brent Vorderstrass, and Fred Calabro will come to you. The mobile service number, 402-463-0025. It's easy. It's convenient. Get those rock chips repaired to avoid more damage or cracking. A reminder from the Auto Glass Experts, one block east of Custom Pack, 405 West J Street, Hastings, and online at autoglassexperts@windstream.net.
Looks good. Is good. 62.
So back here at the Lincoln Christian High School, again, St. Cecilia dropping this one by a score of 31-18. Next game coming up for St. Cecilia going to be next Thursday night. They'll be on the road playing at Grand Island Central Catholic. Columbus Scotus moves on into the championship ball game as they will play at 4:15 on Saturday afternoon against either Concordia or Aquinas, those two teams getting ready to go out of here in just a few minutes at Lincoln Christian High School. So Scotus now 11 wins, 5 losses on the season. 2 of those wins have been against St. Cecilia. The Hawkins dropped to 12 wins and 5 losses. A score in from Sandy Creek there at halftime in the girls' contest. Sandy Creek out on top of Sutton by a score of 29-10. Sandy Creek 29, Sutton 10. They are at halftime tonight in the girls' ball game. The boys' game coming up at 8 o'clock tonight, and catch the action on the breeze, KOIQ 94.5. We'll be back here tomorrow. The Hastings St. Cecilia boys will play in the semifinals of this Centennial Conference basketball tournament. They will take on Archbishop Bergen, 7:45 for the tip-off time tomorrow night. We'll be on the air with the coach's post-game show and head coach Kevin Asher at 7:30 tomorrow night here on 1230 KHIS. That'll wrap things up for us from Lincoln Christian tonight. Again, the final score, Columbus Scotus 31. Hastings St. Cecilia 18. For my statistician, Gene Shaw, for my producer and engineer, John Debrin, I'm Mike Will, wishing you a very pleasant good evening from Lincoln.
Nothing But Net has been brought to you by Auto Glass Experts, 405 West J Street in Hastings. For mobile service, give them a call at 463-0025. Join us next time for more exciting basketball action on Hastings Link to local high school sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio. This has been an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio Incorporated.